outside his home in St. George, Maine, just down the coast. Emergency crews rushed the Chief Justice to the hospital where he was given a neurological exam, treated for minor scrapes, and spent the night for evaluation.
It was the second seizure suffered by Roberts in 14 years. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
An idiopathic seizure is a seizure for which there is no obvious cause, and actually fewer than half of the number of epilepsy cases actually have an identifiable cause.
Live to the White House now, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, is the president keeping tabs on the situation with Roberts?
Yes, Nick, aides are briefing President Bush on the Chief Justice's medical condition. Mr. Bush first learned of Roberts' seizure after the Chief Justice was hospitalized yesterday. Roberts has become a key to the president's imprint on the high court. He and the other Bush court choice, Justice Samuel Alito, have helped push the court to the right on issues including abortion and school integration. The 52-year-old Roberts is the youngest of the nine Supreme Court justices. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On the House calendar today, a vote on the final version of an ethics bill. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Putting together this ethics bill was a lot harder than Democratic leaders thought it would be when they promised it months ago, and there were compromises along the way. Still, it puts in much stricter rules to disclose contributions from lobbyists and limit gifts, including those popular rides on corporate jets. There's language to try to cut back on abusive earmarks, where language is put in to benefit one company or industry or town. Members have to disclose them before they come up for a vote.
I'm Sam Litzinger, live in Washington. Here's an example of an earmark. The military is developing the next generation strike fighter jet, the F-35 Lightning II. Pratt & Whitney has the contract to build the jet's engine. GE has a contract to develop a spare engine, the idea being to increase competition and save money in the long run. Except the Pentagon says it doesn't want a spare engine. Not necessary, not affordable. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy managed to personally earmark $100 million tax dollars for the spare engine project based at the GE plant in Massachusetts. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, Washington.
A knock on the door and a federal raid on the Alaska home of Senator Ted Stevens. As CBS's Carrie Anderson reports from Anchorage, FBI and IRS agents are focusing on the Republican lawmaker's relationship with an oil industry contractor.
The investigation stems from the expansion and remodel of Senator Stevens' home. The work on his home was supervised by an oil field service company called Vico, whose chairman recently pleaded guilty to bribing other lawmakers.
An advisory panel has given the green light to keeping a popular diabetes drug on the market despite worries over side effects. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
The FDA is expected to adopt the recommendation despite a split at the agency over Avandia's safety. Advisory panel chairman Clifford Rosen says new studies are needed of groups most at risk for heart complications.
To begin to the process of trying to sort out who those people are and to alert physicians and consumers.
It's likely strong warning labels will be added. But for Avandia's maker GlaxoSmithKline, that'd be a small price to pay for keeping a nearly $3 billion a year medication on the market. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Jury selection continues today, and opening statements could begin as early as this afternoon in the trial of the former University of Northern Colorado punter accused of stabbing the starter. Mitch Kozat is charged with attempted murder one in an attack last September on Rafael Mendoza in hopes of getting his job. Prosecutors say there's no deal for a man who pleaded guilty in the hit-and-run deaths of a mother and her two kids in Denver. 36-year-old Larry Trujillo faces up to 174 years in prison when he's sentenced October 2nd. In a surprise move a week before his trial was due to begin, Trujillo pleaded guilty to all charges, including vehicular homicide and drunk driving. At a Louisville couple whose infant son died after suffering more than 20 broken bones has pleaded not guilty to child abuse resulting in death. The coroner ruled out a brittle bone medical condition, which led to the charges after months of debate. Alex and Molly Midyet appeared in court yesterday. Judge set their separate trials for later this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. We already had some backups that were forming along eastbound 6 between Federal and I-25. We had some activity. It was just cleared off the highway. Of course, eastbound lanes 270 stacked as usual across Commerce City. No real worries for the Boulder Turnpike either direction, but you can expect the normal delays out of Thornton and North Glen on southbound 25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Another partly cloudy but warmer day with isolated showers likely after 4 p.m. High of 93.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles.
Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Monday is always a big pain. Monday is like a bad morning. Yesterday, John Turk, who produces this show, was in pain and was in a grumpy mood and was kind of out of it. And I was kind of out of it, too, after having been out of town and trying to get back into the routine. So we struggled through yesterday morning. Thanks to some of you who got off your half moons and contributed to the program, we made it. And Mondays, I don't know what it is about Mondays, but Mondays, it's like pulling teeth to get you involved. And I don't know what that is. And then by Tuesday, you usually come alive. But I don't know, maybe what we talked about yesterday sucked and you just didn't want to be a part of it. Maybe that was what the problem is. I got an email from a friend of mine who is who's in the media, who sent me this email, and I just want to run a little bit of this by you. I don't care if you necessarily comment on it or not. You can if you want to. And one of the reasons why I don't know if you want to comment on this or not is because I don't know if this went on in your hometown where you were growing up. And this is a nation now of transients more than it is anything else. Everybody you run into seems to be from some other place. And then you see people who drive around and have stickers that say Native Coloradoan. You get that a lot in California, Native Californian. It's not the way it used to be in that. You'd run the majority of the people you'd run into, that they had lived somewhere their entire lives. You just don't seem to get that anymore. And I think a lot of you who listen in the morning, you're from out of state probably, which I've always thought was kind of weird. I mean, weird in the sense that who cares where you're from? We're all Americans, and it doesn't make any difference, except in the days when I used to badger people from Wisconsin by calling them cheeseheads when I lived in Illinois. But what difference does it make where you grew up? Anyway, listen, I don't know if this went on here in the Denver metro area. I don't know if it went on where you grew up. I know that it went on where I grew up. This friend of mine sends me this email. He says, did you see that when George W. Bush underwent his colonoscopy, and any of you that have ever had that, you know they put you in the twilight, and they give you a drug so you don't really remember what happened, although most of us do remember, that Dick Cheney became the acting president for a while, and that he wrote a letter to his granddaughter so he could sign it, Dick Cheney, President of the United States. And so my friend said, did you see this? And now I know we're doomed. is what he said. So I replied back and I said, yeah, I saw that, and I used an unflattering term for the vice president. And I said, it's hard to believe. And once again, this is an age reference. So if you're John Turk's age or younger, and it seems like I ask you this every single time, Turk, what are you, about 35? Yeah, you're about 35.
I'll be 33 this year.
33. Okay, so if you're Turk's age or younger, you're not going to remember this. But I got to make this reference. It's really hard to sit here day after day, watch what's going on, and know that in a lot of ways we are back where we were 40 years ago with Richard Nixon. The only difference is that when Nixon and LBJ were around, and you had all of that social turmoil going on in the United States, and you had the war in Vietnam, and I don't know whether this went on in your hometown or not, at least in my hometown, at least in growing up in Southern California, we had, radio was, and particularly FM radio, but also AM radio, Radio was like a social, cultural beacon, a siren song that you could go to. And comments were being made about the state of the country, and music was being played that reflected the state of mind of the country. And disc jockeys and talk show hosts, in my case, people like Les Crane and Elliot Mintz and B. Mitchell Reed and even Joe Pyne, who was conservative, but who never, for some reason, I always noticed this, he never came across and said, well, I'm conservative. He just got on and did his thing. But anyway, these folks were talking to us. And they were playing music that really was not meant for our parents. And they were making comments about the state of affairs, about what's going on. And it was a rallying point. And it seemed like everybody was tuned into this. Everybody. And radio stations would run these anti-war sound montages on the air. And in the case of KRLA in Los Angeles, in Pasadena, actually, they had lost their license, their operating license, due to a contest scandal. So they were run by a nonprofit corporation that took its money and gave it to the first PBS television station in Los Angeles, KCET. And so rather than having a news department, they had what was called the Credibility Gap, who did satirical humor about the news. And some of the people who were involved in that were people like Harry Shearer, and some of the people who went on, who are now connected to The Simpsons, and other projects, other comedy projects. And they would do things on Nixon. They would do things on the White House. They would do things on the war. So we had all of that. In this day and age, we don't have any of that. Have you ever noticed? We don't have any of that. And when you listen to talk radio is not, it's not about entertainment. It's not about being socially relevant. What it's about is, it's about water carrying for either side of the political spectrum. Or propagandizing. Or flat out lying. In the cases of a lot of these folks who get on the air unchecked and make these statements, and the statements are not true. Now, look, everybody who gets on the radio is going to make a statement, and it's going to turn out not to be true because you're going to make a mistake. And boy, I wholeheartedly include myself in this. But nowadays, this is what you get. And I know at 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, you're probably thinking, oh, here he goes again. He does this like every couple of days. Between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, he gets on and he bemoans the media. But it's really true. There's no rallying point culturally anymore, except maybe for the internet. But even then, when this format and this radio station first came on, and you remember this, John, 2.5 years ago? When we started this show?
Almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
In August.
Yeah. We would get emails and we would get calls from people who would say, oh, thank God you're there. Because now I don't feel so all alone. So we live in a time of great isolation, I think. And we don't have the rallying point that we once had. And every once in a while, you'll have the thought inside your head like, well, how come there are not people out in the streets? And then you realize, yeah, but most people now are trying to raise their kids. And they're trying to make mortgage payments. And they're trying to get by. And we continuously question all of these things. And for the small amount of you who listen to AM 760. Because I know amongst a lot of you it's fashionable to listen to Morning Edition on NPR. Okay, but for those of you who do listen to us, you make a concerted effort to find out what's going on. You make a concerted effort to be involved. You make a concerted effort to care about what's happening and to be able to speculate and talk on a whole wide variety of things, which is what we ought to be doing. We ought to be talking about a lot of things, not just a few things. And we ought to be talking about all kinds of things that go on in our lives, because that's what talk radio really should be about. And it should be about exchange of opinions, and it should be about getting heated at times, and it should be about being argumentative, and it should be about laughing, and it should be about crying, and it should be about all of those things. And not this constant drumbeat of mass lying and propaganda that's being spewed out. And why there are people who listen to that and find that to be entertaining is beyond me. Because I don't find it to be entertaining at all. And the sad thing is, I can't name you one person on the air that I would actually make an appointment. Think about this. That I would make an appointment to go listen to. Remember when you used to do that? I got to turn the radio on. So-and-so's on. I don't have that anymore. Because when I tune in even people on the other side and I listen to them, they're all reading from the same playbook. They all have the same thing to say. And it's the same stuff constantly, over and over again. The same thing. And after a while, it's like, yeah, okay, fine. Like this right-wing talk show host I heard the other day tells this caller, well, you know, I got to put my radio voice on. Excuse me. Well, you know, the good thing about the Clintons is, no matter what they say, they never do anything. And the caller said,
yeah, you're right about that.
But what? Are you saying that Republican politicians, that they do something? Gee, what about Congress's record over the last 6 years? And you get some of the same stuff on the right, on the left, too. Like, the whole world is, the sky is going to crash in, everything is a conspiracy. Oh, my God, let's dig a bomb shelter. They're all coming to get us. I mean, you got this going on. I mean, whatever happened to the, I don't know. I don't know what I'm reaching here for. I guess I'm just reaching for the days when stuff was compelling and you listened and you went, yeah, and that guy like agrees with me, and yeah, and man, there's other people out there who feel like I do, and I don't feel like I'm sitting here in Highlands Ranch and I'm the only one of my neighbors who gets nauseated every time I see somebody driving around with a George W. Bush sticker on their car. All right, anybody want to comment on this, on my latest diatribe against the media? I know I have a habit of doing this like every 2 or 3 days. You know why? Because I'm just amazed by all of it. And this is what happens when you get old, too. I want to throw that in. When you get old, this is what happens. Because then you look at the world and you think to yourself, how come it's not like it used to be? And you know something? It's not like it used to be, and it's never going to be like it used to be. 303-713-7600, 624.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
August 25th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here's an example of what I'm talking about. So you turn the radio on and you'd hear this. That it's right. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6. High today, 95. 10% chance of thunderstorms, isolated thunderstorms. You know what? Even when you turn on television, even television had a cultural / anti-war kind of sentiment to it. You don't even have that these days. And I was thinking yesterday while doing this show, well, we're in trouble now because corporations and big business has gotten control of the media, and we're stuck. We're jammed. And I know some of you would call them and go, well, what about community radio? And but, you know, I just find that to be, I find most of that to be boring and not very entertaining. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. You know, I used to live out in Grand Junction, Appleton, and when I was out there, I learned that there was, you know, Colorado 100 years ago had a lot of boomtown bus towns,
mm-hmm.
and so it really forced sort of like a metal, I don't want to say a metal block, but it was sort of like that, where the people of Colorado knew that they were going to have boom towns, and then all of a sudden things were going to go bad for a decade. So, you know, it was feast and famine, and so you knew you better stash some aside, or otherwise you were not going to survive those 10 years. And I got out there in the early 80s when the Grand Junction parachute oil shale got cut off. So I got there just in time for it to get cut off. So it was, man, you know, there was a time out there when you could get a hitman for $100.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's how bleak things were. So But at the same time, you saw the creativity of a lot of different people. I ran into an engineer out there who used to work out at Sunstrand, and he was making them $750,000 worth a day in product, but they were going to pay him $52. So he was couldn't even believe that they were going to pay him $6.50 an hour to be a master machinist. And so, you know, he just quit and he started making dirt bikes, you know, just for a hobby. He could make more money as a hobby than he could working for some high-tech corporation. So I'm just, you know, the idea that the media has taken over, obviously the public, you know, when they have to listen to this garbage day after day after day, I told your screener that, you know, I wake up to listen to Rachel Maddow. She's got great material. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are clever and creative and got a lot of access to good information, so they can always, you know, make a lively show. So, you know, there's a future. Hey, one last thing. I've heard you on the networks before. You know a little about religion, right?
Yeah, a little.
Wait, I've been thinking, you know, the psychological con that the public goes through when they listen to this propaganda. Now, there are three famous old religious apostasies or heresy kind of things. One is absolution, that somebody can just come along and take away everybody's sins, right?
Well, that's an old con that, which I hate to say this, I hate to call it a con, but I believe it is. Okay, that when I've done something wrong and I've done something really terrible, what I can do is I can accept Jesus as my Savior and He will wash away my sins and I will be reborn again, which means that I'm absolved of everything I've done in the past.
But if Ted Haggard is doing it down at the Air Force Academy, he's saying, okay, you can go out and blast the bejesus out of anybody in the world through this automated battlefield and then go home in Colorado Springs or wherever what Air Force base you live at. Ted Haggard, you know, is out there giving absolution, just like Bush or Reagan. Anyway, I'm thinking of these three different cons. The second one is indulgences, the pre-sin plan, where a campaign contributor can give a huge amount of money to Bush, and then when they commit crimes, Bush is going to give them absolution.
Well, but the Democrats do that too. I mean,
murder is murder.
Well, yeah, but Clinton a la Mark Rich.
Yeah, it's funny. Scooter Libby was his attorney too. What? You know?
Yeah. So.
But the third one is commerce and souls. This idea that, have you heard of Choice Point? Have you ever interviewed Greg Palast?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he's always talking about this. It was a private eye firm called Choice Point, and they got elevated to taking all of the voters in Florida off the ballot, off the registration. So that's how they stole the Florida election in 2000. As Choice Point was out there, if they found a Sam Smith who committed a murder in Montana in 1932, they found a Sam Smith in Florida to take off the voting list, and so they did that to hundreds of thousands of people. And now they're doing it nationwide. So the idea that a company like Choice Point has the ability to decide whether you're a sinner or not and take you off the voting list, whether you've ever committed a crime or not, Choice Point is there to act like Santa Claus is making a list and checking it twice, and they're going to take you off the voting list. So that's commerce in souls. So Bush and his cronies are doing absolution.
Well, they've been involved in voter purging for a long time. The difference now is that people are hip to it. So,
well, they're using our tax dollars to rip us off.
What's going to happen is now is you're going to get a lot of people who are a lot more observant. And a good example of this is what happened in Ohio in the last election cycle, in which Kenneth Blackwell got his butt beat because people there were angry over what had gone on in Ohio and what he had done as a Secretary of State, and there are going to be a lot more lawyers involved, and you're going to have a lot more guidance. Thanks, David. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for staying on the topic. How that has anything to do with the media, I have no unearthly idea. Now, see, it used to be in the old days when I used to do talk, I used to say to the callers, either stay on the topic or get off the phone. But I don't do that anymore. And so what we end up doing is we end up going into all kinds of things that have nothing to do with what I was originally talking about. That's all right. It's 303-713-7600 if you want to drift and yank the program off in some other weird direction. You know, I don't give a damn because, look, here's the thing. The paycheck arrives just the same. What difference does it make what we talk about? As a matter of fact, if you don't get up off your half moons and contribute to the discussion, which I haven't redefined, so many of you may be tuning in and have no idea what we're talking about, then we're going to do 25 minutes on Lindsay Lohan. Now let's talk to our own Lindsay Lohan at 6:35, 35 minutes after 6.
Jay.
Here's Gina.
Naughty boy.
Gina, you're not, you don't have anything in common with Lindsay Lohan, right?
I would hope not.
Okay.
Maybe at one time in my life, long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago.
There you go.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. What is that, American Pie by Don McLean?
There you go.
One of the most overplayed, god-awful songs of all time.
But it's about Vincent van Gogh, isn't it?
No, I always thought, no. You know what? When I was growing up, the Jesus freaks would always tell me it was about Jesus. That he was singing about Jesus.
Gee, I never heard that one.
So you're religious, so you're telling me that it's not true?
No.
Well, is it about Vincent van Gogh, or is it about, well, all right, wait a minute. Is it about that, or is it about Buddy Holly?
Oh, no, you know what? It's about Marilyn Monroe. That's what I read.
Is it about Marilyn Monroe,
yes,
or is it about Buddy Holly?
No, I think it's about Marilyn Monroe.
Now, we have people out here listening who don't even know who Buddy Holly is. Do we have any Buddy Holly? John? Like what do we have? Hang on. Let's scope this out.
All right.
Bop, 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 the crickets.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be.
Buddy Holly, that coughing sound, the hiccuping sound of his voice.
You know my love will not fade away.
What else do we have about Buddy Holly?
You know
this
my
is
love
it.
Will not fade away.
Oh, Peggy Sue, remember this?
If you knew Peggy Sue.
He gets in his hiccuping sound here.
Know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy.
Isn't that great?
Peggy Sue.
It's so simple, too. You know who played in this band?
Huh.
Waylon Jennings.
Really?
As a matter of fact, Buddy Holly took Waylon Jennings' seat on the plane the night it crashed.
I love you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it haunted Waylon for the rest of his life. Felt guilt over it. Do we have anything by the Big Bopper? J.P. Richardson? I bet you we don't have anything by him. Come on, Jay, get a job at Q to Cool 105.
Hello,
baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
J.P. Richardson. Who's a disc jockey from Beaumont, Fort Arthur, Texas.
Do I want? Will I want?
What?
See, now he sounds like Jerry Lee Lewis to me in this.
What I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
That's how Paul talks to you on the phone, right?
You betcha.
What's wrong, John? You don't like it? Dig the Reeboks, Pops.
There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby?
What's that, baby?
But. But. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. What do you think he's talking about there? Do you think he's talking about the difference between Pepsi and Coke? See, you'd be in trouble if you talked to women that way now, right?
Really?
Yeah, because they think you were being sexist.
I don't know. Why don't you go home and try it on Mary today?
Well, I was going to introduce you doing the traffic going, come on, honey, you know what I like. You wouldn't put up with that for 5 seconds. You'd be the human resources that complain.
Oh.
Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. And don't be late.
But baby.
But baby.
I ain't got no
money, honey. Okay, one last one. I don't know, and we probably don't have anything by. Do you have anything by Richie Valens? He also died in that plane crash. You know, it's not even the anniversary of this. How I got down this road, I have no clue. Because this is the kind of radio I really like to do in the morning. You know, I'd really like to just play music and screw around.
That's what.
Oh, La Bamba. This is the only one we have is La Bamba. This is Tom Tancredo's campaign song. You can see Tom Tancredo. Hello? Is this Q105? Yeah. Why are you playing Mexican music? Why isn't this song in English? You know who does a really good version of this song? Los Lobos.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Richie Valens dead. All these people, Muerto, died in a plane crash.
Or as you would say, taking a dirt nap.
They're all taking a dirt nap. They're in rock and roll heaven. They're up there with Elvis. Hey, baby. And Hendrix and all those people. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. We miss him.
As known in the rock and roll parlance as the day the music died. Isn't that great?
I'm enjoying it.
See, now, I can't remember what year did this song come out. 60...
One? I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know either. But see, we even had Mexican music back then. So what are people upset with now at 2007 about it? I want to hear English only. All right. Book it back to the media. And the fact that 1959 this was out. And, of course, we knew back in 1959 the only people who listened to this were braceros. White people never listened to that music, did they? Because it wasn't in English. And it's important to all white people to speak English. Except when they go to Mexican restaurants. Toquitos. Por favor. All right, 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour. Traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Pretty easy drive around the metro area. We're running collision-free. Normal areas for congestion, westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th for sure. Weather outlook today, another partly cloudy day, but it'll be a little warmer at a high of 93 right now. Few clouds, 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO, the number 2, Shell for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and EVA machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more. Because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hispanic lilt to it. So we can just drive Tom Cancredo's supporters crazy all day. And all you xenophobes. 647, 47 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 95. 10% chance of anything happening. We're talking about that here we are 40 years later. I was talking about this. And here we are 40 years later. And it used to be that 40 years ago, and this is a sign of getting old, that you had the media. And you had like FM underground radio and things as rallying points, as beacons and places to go to where you didn't feel like you were in the minority in your feelings about things like Vietnam, civil rights. Nowadays, we don't have that anymore. And that if you listen to most radio, I mean, most of it is just pathetic. And most talk, it's all propaganda. It's all right-wing wailing and gnashing of teeth and angry, you know, guys screaming and yelling, of which I've been known to do. 303-713-7600. Here's David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760.
Like the coaster said, get a job.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'd forgotten about that song. That song's great, isn't it?
That's one of my favorites. I'm telling you.
Get a job.
Hey, listen, the whole topic with the media, you know, what we've talked in the past, it fascinates me. I think what you and I, because I'm pretty sure we're fairly close in age, What I've learned to make my adjustments on is this. I really believe that the days of the mass influence of the mass media, the networks, is diminishing quite a bit. I think you're seeing quite a bit of niche marketing and atomization of the media. And I think the classic example to illustrate that is what's called Web 2.0, which is, you know, basically the young people, anywhere from 15 on up to 19 or 20, and how they're making use of YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, and all the rest of it to pursue their interests, make their connections with people, and proceed forward. I mean, I just read the other day, I think there's something like 10 million blogs in this country.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Network stuff is becoming more and more irrelevant and is losing share, and talk radio or spoken word formats are more and more aimed towards adults, 35 to 64, and the younger end finds this for the most part to be irrelevant. So maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't have to we don't act as a gathering point anymore
like we once did 40 years ago. But then I think also part of it is our fault, because much of what we regurgitate out is absolute boring crap. Now, before you answer that, hang on, let me do traffic and I'll come back and get you.
Okay.
All right, hold tough on the phone zone there. Anybody else want to contribute to this? 303-713-7600. Yep, here you go. Most of you weren't born when this was out. And then, of course, your parents were like this when this was on the radio.
Oh, my God, Marge. Listen to those kids. They're listening to Negro music. My God. If they start listening to that, they'll become black. Or they'll dance and they'll have sex.
See, now, you may think those people with those kind of thoughts are gone. They're not gone. They're all at the Tom Tancredo campaign headquarters. They're hanging out with David Schultheis. 6:50 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We don't just play doo-wop all morning, man. Traffic, Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a wreck now. U.S. 285 right at Sheridan Boulevard. Watch out for that. Two vehicles involved. Of course, we're seeing that usual stack up on the north side of town, including southbound I-25 out of Thornton to North Glen, and then again into downtown. You'll run into those delays between 38th and Spear. Weather outlook today. We'll see some partly cloudy skies, but definitely warmer with a high of 93. Isolated showers late in the day. Right now, few clouds, 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at am760.net.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, Rockies wants to remind you the Adams County Fair is coming up this Wednesday through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. Visit AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times on events like the 4-H show and exhibits, commercial exhibits, a children's pavilion, petting zoos, rodeos, tractor pulls, demolition derbies, which are a blast, carnival rides, and a whole lot more. And Sunday is Rockies Autos Day, and all carnival rides are just a buck. So to get to the Adams County Fair, go east on I-25 to 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy, Officer Odell, that's this Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4, and spin the prize wheel to win great prizes for great deals with matching down incentives. See my friends at Rockies on 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9. Rockies is home to the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Great people up there to talk to. Kobe, Spanky, Tom and Marv out here, and the rest of the gang. And don't forget, Sunday is Rockies Auto Day at the Adams County Fair. All carnival rides are just a buck. We'll see you out there.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology, for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
This is music where you used to...
I can't see anyone but you.
Pull over, park, and play nighttime baseball. You know, like at first base with Gloria. You did not. I did too. Well, I got to second base with Billy Jean. See that? I bet you kids don't even refer to that stuff like that anymore, do they? 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 95. 10% chance of thunderstorms. We're talking about the media and about its cultural impact. Let's go back to Dave and Boulder. I think you're right. I mean, I think a lot of what's spewed out, most kids, man, they can't, most young people can't get plugged into what's going on with us. I mean, they've created their own alternatives.
Yeah, and I think the mass media recognizes this. I mean, think about it, Jay. As recently as a year and a half ago, for any of the major news programs or even entertainment programs, you never saw the tagline at the end about, for more information, go to CBS.com. And now they've got, for a lot of the, like, Heroes, a very popular show on NBC, they've got websites where you can, in the off-season, which is between now and when the new season begins, they've got different virtual games that you can play with different Heroes characters. And they're even going to allow Internet participants to make some plot and script decisions for the new season.
Well, that's what it's all about, though. It's about driving listeners to the Internet and then figuring out a way to take websites and monetize them and make money off of them. But maybe we don't need the kind of electronic tribal gathering point that radio provided 40 years ago, because now that gathering point is the Internet.
Right. But the danger is, okay, this is my own personal opinion, I think you can get too dependent on the technology. Shelley Turkle has written a series of books about the influence of PCs on very young children. And they grow up, you know, at the age of 3 or 4 being exposed to PCs in a very binary black-white relationship. And they take that attitude, that metal mindset, if you will, and they extrapolate that to human being relationships. And as you know, human relationships, there's a lot of subtleties. There's a lot of nonverbal communication, and if you've been exposed to PC since you were 2 or 3, and that becomes your dominant mental paradigm, if you will, then you're going to have some trouble relating to people.
Yeah, and there was also an article here I saw a couple of weeks ago about Internet addiction. Do you know that as far as using the Internet, as far as being addicted to the Internet, I believe that Colorado, I believe that Denver is like in the top 10.
Denver is actually number 2 for email queries.
Yeah, that's, see, getting addicted to the Internet, man, that's also another scary thing. But the positive thing about all of this is, though, I think it's going to force greater democratization across the country, and that is a really a good thing. David, thank you, man. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, buddy.
All right. Coming up next, the two Davids mix it up. You're going to love this. Stick around.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger. Ouch. Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars. Ouch. Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologists tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. No tumor, no stroke, no explanation for the seizure that forced Chief Justice John Roberts to spend the night in a Maine hospital. CBS's Bill Plant at the White House tells us Roberts had a similar experience years ago.
The Chief Justice's first seizure back in 1993 was known during his confirmation hearings, but nobody ever brought it up. He is expected, if all goes well, to be released today.
Doctor and CBS News medical reporter Emily Sine says having a second seizure increases the odds of another one down the line. Doctors will take that into account.
If the doctors do decide to treat him with medication to prevent further seizures, there are a number of medications out there from which they can choose. Some of these medications do have side effects. But generally speaking, patients do tend to tolerate them fairly well.
Roberts is 52, the youngest member of the Supreme Court. There was a knock on the door at the home of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, any word on what they were looking for?
Well, Frank, FBI and IRS agents have been searching Stevens' home in an exclusive Alaska ski resort area. A federal law enforcement official is quoted as saying investigators are looking at Stevens' relationship with a contractor who is already jailed in a public corruption case involving state lawmakers. The man led a Stevens home renovation project. Stevens, the longest-serving Republican senator in U.S. history, has issued a statement urging Alaskans not to jump to conclusions about the case, Frank.
Meeting in Egypt, friendly Arab nations renewed their promises to help promote stability and economic growth in Iraq, but Secretary of State Rice didn't win any new commitments.
All parties need to really now throw their weight behind this effort at national reconciliation.
The Egyptian foreign minister said that's what they've been trying to do for the past 4 years. In Iraq, a Marine was killed in fighting west of Baghdad. The American death toll for July is 75, the lowest number in 8 months. Ever wonder how much nutrition you get from a can of beer? One day you might have a way to know. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger.
Frank, some people probably don't think much about this when they're downing their beer or wine, but the Treasury Department may require companies to put labels on all alcohol products. How much alcohol is in there, serving sizes, even nutritional content, calories, carbohydrates, fat, protein. Treasury is asking you alcohol drinkers to belly up to the comment bar and have your say about the idea. An industry spokesman says he thinks drinkers want this kind of information, Frank.
Police with shovels in the backhoe will return to the Ocean City, Maryland home where they found the remains of four infants. A woman who lives there is charged with murdering one. Neighbors were stunned.
It's just kind of scary to think that everyday neighbors can turn out to be something like this. It's really shocking.
Ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are signaling a higher opening. They're up about 9 points. The government says June consumer spending rose just a tenth of a percent. This is CBS News.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Talk about adding insult to injury. Quest Communications says it will keep paying some of Joe Nocio's legal fees as the one-time CEO appeals his $52 million insider trading conviction. Quest says it will pay bills through the day Nocio was sentenced and a part of his lead defense attorney's bills during his appeal, but will not pay for his appellate attorneys. 10 days into its first pilot recruitment drive since 2001, United Airlines says more than 1,000 would-be pilots have applied for 100 jobs with the carrier. Airline officials say the new hires could start their training in Denver as soon as October and could be flying by the end of the year. And funky footwear maker Crocs has agreed to buy a sports and performance shoe manufacturer for $1.75 million in cash. Bite Footwear of Redmond, Washington, will operate as a wholly owned subsidiary of Crocs if that deal goes through. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, traffic is pretty heavy for southbounders, 225 dragging off I-70 down to Mississippi. And again, after Parker, you're going to have a lot of company southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. And for sure, if you're anywhere between 58th and Spear downtown, good conditions so far on C-470 on the south side through Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, another partly cloudy but warmer day with isolated showers likely after 4 p.m. Looking for a high of 93. Tonight we'll have some more partly cloudy skies, but it'll be mild with a low of 61. And currently it's 61 now. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Free at Office Depot this week, a 10-pack of Zebra No. 2 mechanical pencils, free after mail-in savings, only at Office Depot. For back-to-school savings, hurry into Office Depot. Taking care of business and back-to-school, limit one per customer. Offer good while supplies last. Offer expires August 4, 2007.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Get There with a Winner tire sale. Offers end August 25th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 95, and that isolation, about 10% chance. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I originally thought, in the beginning of the show, I thought that it was a little cloudy out, but now it looks like to me, as if the sun's out there and the sky's going to be bright blue. So hopefully we won't get hit too bad with the 10% chance of showers. Good to have you along here this morning. And for podcasts or anything else you want to know or get in contact, it's am760.net. David Sirota is no stranger to the show. His book, Hostile Takeover, by the way, got a huge plug during the CNN YouTube debates. In which one of the questioners brought the book up. The book went on to become a New York Times bestseller. If you haven't read it, I believe it's a must read. And his second book is due out in spring of 2008. He's currently a senior editor at In These Times magazine, a regular contributor to Nation magazine, and co-chair of the Progressive States Network. Let's say good morning to David. David, good morning, and nice to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
I'm disrupting your writing schedule, right?
It's okay. I need a break from things every now and again.
Yeah, there you go. You wrote something which I thought was really cool. It was a letter. It was a rebuttal to David Harsanyi and this really bizarre column that he wrote in the Denver Post about states' involvement. States and involvement in foreign policy, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, he basically said that that the state governments in general and Colorado's legislature in specific shouldn't really be meddling in quote unquote foreign policy, and he was referring to competing proposals in the legislature to divest state funds from holdings in places like the Sudan and like Iran. And he basically said, you know, the president makes foreign policy, state legislators weren't elected to meddle in foreign policy. And what I basically said, and I'm on a group blog with him at the Denver Post website, with him and Diane Carman and John Andrews. And what I basically said was, you know, state legislators may not be elected to engage in quote unquote foreign policy, but they certainly are elected to oversee Colorado taxpayers' money, state monies, administered by the state. And, you know, more broadly, if we're to accept conservatives' frame that the world is quote unquote flat and we live in a globalized world, well, you know, state governments play in a globalized world as well. They exist in a globalized world. I mean, you can extrapolate this as far as you want to go. I mean, immigration is a foreign policy issue. State corporate tax policy in the age of multinational corporations is really an international policy issue. So I think the whole construct that we need to, you know, leave everything to the wise old elders of Washington and especially in specific this crowd in Washington is just absurd.
Yeah, I think much of what he writes falls under the category of being absurd. And that whole conventional wisdom about, oh, now, this is not where you should be, and they know better, and the states shouldn't be getting into this. But when you're dealing in taxpayer money, and you're talking about investing taxpayer money, and you're talking about investing taxpayer money in places like Iran, Sudan, and other questionable areas, other questionable countries, the state legislature has every right to say something. As a matter of fact, they should be saying something, and the people of Colorado should demand that they say something.
Yeah, that's right, because the alternative is that it's put on autopilot, and it's just invested everywhere, and our legislators aren't really doing what they were elected to do, which is watch our money, and you know, more broadly, you know, I think this whole idea that foreign policy in a globalized world should be left to a handful of people in Washington is just ridiculous. I mean, if this is a democracy, one of the characteristics of a democracy is that power is diffused through different levels of government. We do not, as far as I know, have a monarchy.
Yeah. Well, it's just this whole elitist kind of attitude of now, we, you know, they know better, leave it to them, or we know better, leave it to us, when in reality it ought to be the other way around.
Yeah, and when I worked on Capitol Hill, you would always find that whenever somebody didn't have a real argument against what you were doing but didn't like what you were doing, they would always cite a jurisdictional argument. Oh, you know, this is not your jurisdiction. This is not your, you know, your purview. When in fact, what it really was is, you know, I don't like what you're doing, but I don't have a really very good argument to make against what you're doing, so I'm going to make a jurisdictional argument. In Congress, it's basically, you know, this isn't your committee's business. You know, Harsanyi's column was, you know, this isn't really the state's business. And I think it is the state's business.
Yeah, I do too, especially if they're using my tax money. It's 7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Sirota on the line with us. Any response from Mr. Harsanyi? Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, he wrote a follow-up post basically saying I really couldn't exactly tell what he was saying, but he was basically saying something along the lines of, well, just because it affects state taxpayers doesn't mean that the state government or the state legislators should deal with it. You know, the state taxpayers elect members of Congress. They elect they have a say in electing the president. He sort of circumvented the whole central issue that, look, this is state taxpayer money. I mean, this is money that is administered by the state.
Folks on his side of the aisle, they're always yelling and screaming about accountability. Now all of a sudden he's saying we shouldn't have any?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And look, again, this goes really much deeper than just divestment. I brought up, for instance, in 2006, the Colorado legislature passed a bipartisan bill saying that when the governor, any governor, signs Colorado onto one of these international trade treaties, they have to first get the state legislature's approval. That's obviously an international policy issue, whether Colorado adheres to or doesn't adhere to various, international trade treaties. You know, and these are controversial trade treaties. The treaty that bill was being put in juxtaposed against was a treaty that Governor Owens signed the state onto that has all sorts of restrictions on whether Colorado taxpayer money, state contracts, can be targeted at in-state Colorado businesses. The international trade treaties say in many cases that's not allowed. And so the legislature was saying, look, that's unacceptable. We don't want you to sign on to a trade treaty like that without first getting the legislature's approval. What I basically said was, you know, that's obviously an international issue. Should the state legislature just shut up? I mean, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, let me quote a little bit here. You say, I wonder, David, should Colorado legislators have simply deferred to the serious foreign policy people in Washington and not passed bipartisan legislation in 2006 to condemn the NAFTA slash CAFTA trade model and force the governor to get state legislative approval before signing on to any such job, family, farm, wage-killing deals. I wonder what David Harsanyi's answer to that would be.
Well, again, what he cited was, he basically said, well, look, you know, you had Colorado's congressional delegation voting on NAFTA and voting on CAFTA. Again, it's a specious argument. It's not really, you know, it's not really what we're talking about. I mean, and then I went on to say, you know, here's another interesting thing. You know, we've got many regions in the West right now are on fire, forest fires, and we've got a president who is really, really depleting our National Guard. When I moved down to Colorado from Montana, we had a really serious situation where Montana was running out of National Guards to deal with the fires. Now, should the state legislature just shut up and not try to pressure the administration to allow the state to have its guard back to fight fires? I don't think so.
It's always the same, it's always the same line about, well, leave it to them. And I would like to ask David Harsanyi, I'd like to ask him, hey, I understand your jurisdictional argument, but if it's my money that I pay as a resident of Colorado and it's Colorado taxpayer money, how does a congressional delegation have any say over that?
Yeah, that's right. And look, what's obviously at the root of this is that conservatives want Washington now under control of the Bush administration. They want that version of Washington to control as much as possible, and they don't want state legislatures, and specifically state legislatures controlled by Democrats, to have any jurisdiction. Now, obviously, when the shoe is on the other foot, when there's a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress, you know, the conservatives were running around screaming states' rights, states' rights, states' rights. So what it really is we want the power to be where our cronies are. We don't want the power to be with anybody else.
And they're always like this, aren't they?
Of course, there's no consistency to it. I mean, look. Here's another example. You know, the whole conservative movement is based on this thing, you know, devolution, devolving power to the states, right? I can list for you in the Republican Congress over the last 10 years scores of bills that consolidated power in the federal government and specifically took it away from the states. One example, there was a bill through the Financial Services Committees in Congress to take away states' ability or limit their ability to regulate the credit card industry, to regulate loan sharking. You know, the supposedly pro-devolution Republican Party basically said, no, we don't like that some Democratic states are actually cracking down on loan sharks and these payday loans and credit card companies. So we're going to pass a bill that says only the federal government can really regulate this industry. I mean, there's scores of examples like this. You know, and it's because the Republicans have control in Washington and they don't want control to be anywhere else when they have control of Washington.
I don't know if it's just me, but I'm getting to the point now where I read people like David Harsanyi and others, and even listen to some of the right-wing talking heads, and I marvel and laugh at some of their logic and the things that they put over and the inconsistencies that they're involved in.
It's awful. And look, you know, not all conservatives really are like that. I mean, I think a lot of conservatives in the media are like that.
Yeah, no, but not everyday people.
Right, and even look, when I worked in the House of Representatives, I mean, there were some what we would call honest conservatives, right? Guys who were or women who were ideologically conservative. They were consistent, and those are the people that you could actually sort of negotiate with. So you could work with on bipartisan legislation because you knew where they were coming from. You know, they would oppose the Patriot Act or some sections of the Patriot Act because they were an overzealous reach on civil liberties, and you could negotiate with them because that's a consistent conservative position. You know, they're pro-gun rights and they're anti, you know, the Patriot Act. You know, so you could work with those folks. It's the folks who are more what you'd call, I guess, partisan or opportunistic, who will change their arguments based on their own position, based on what's good for their own power, that really is where you find the problem.
Yeah. They're the hardest to deal with. You're right about that. Speaking of people who are hard to deal with, I just want to get your comment about this before we run out of time. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota with us. I know you saw this. New York Times article, I believe it was yesterday, in opposing tax plan, Schumer breaks with party. June was a busy month for Senator Charles E. Schumer on the phone at large parties and small gatherings around the nation. He raised more than $1 million for the booming private equity and hedge fund industries for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, for which he is chairman. But there's another way Mr. Schumer has been busy with hedge fund and private equity managers. An important part of his constituency in New York, he has been reassuring them that he will resist an effort led by members of his own party to single out the industry with a plan that would more than double the taxes on enormous profits reaped by its executives.
Yeah, this is a really ugly story. You know, the hedge fund industry is benefiting from a tax subsidy, really. Hedge fund managers get to pay far less in income tax rates than everybody else because of a sort of a weird loophole that essentially creates a massive tax subsidy. I think I heard that the top 10 or 25 hedge fund managers last year made something along the lines of $25 billion in salary alone last year. And so Schumer is opposing the effort to simply equalize tax rates between hedge fund managers and everybody else in society. And he's doing it because a lot of hedge fund managers obviously give him a lot of money, and they're from New York. The funniest part about that article was there was somebody in there, I think it might have been Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who says, oh, well, you know, I guess I understand, you know, he represents hedge fund managers because he represents New York, which is Wall Street. Well, here's a newsflash. Even though he represents the entire state of New York, you know, hedge fund managers make up, you know, probably 0.000001%, if that, of his total constituency. You know, the amount of resources that you could garner by simply equalizing these people's tax rates is equivalent to, I think, almost all of, if not more than, what we spend, for instance, on, in the entire country, on college loans and grants from the federal government. So the idea that he is opposing this to go to bat for 0.000001% of his constituents is just, it's mind-boggling.
No, he's doing it because of the money, and this gets back to what your book, Hostile Takeover, talks about, and it gets back to the whole thing that most people, I think, are disgusted with. The fact that you've got both sides, and we've talked about this before, you've got both political parties playing in the same ballpark, doing the same things.
Absolutely. There was a story, two stories over the last week. You know, I read that, you know, Wall Street now is giving at least as much, if not more money to the Democratic Party than the Republican Party now. Same thing, if you can believe it, with the health insurance industry. Hillary Clinton was the top recipient of health industry money in the last election cycle. So, you know, it's very distressing to those of us who consider ourselves Democrats, who are in the, what, you know, what's called the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, that money is obviously making a big attempt to basically blur the distinctions between the party, and more specifically, make sure the Democratic Party is not the party of the little guy.
Well, I asked you this before. I'll ask you again. If I had to lay my money down on the table, I would bet that Hillary will be the nominee, and then what the hell are we going to do?
I'm not willing to. I don't want to entertain that reality just yet. I want to say I've been very impressed with in the last couple of weeks, in specific with Edwards, and I've been even impressed somewhat with Obama. You know, Edwards is talking a lot about how, you know, I haven't heard a presidential candidate really put it on the table like he's saying. He's saying, you know, you cannot negotiate with oil companies and drug companies and insurance companies in Washington. You've got to create the political movement to basically run over them and basically re-regulate the economy so that it starts working for more people. You cannot find a third way. You cannot triangulate. You cannot negotiate with those kinds of industries that want to preserve the status quo.
Well, he's obviously the better choice. Edwards is now my first choice. Obama would be my second. Hillary is my last, other than Richardson, who's also down there on the list. Well, he's down there on the list with the rest of them. But I just have this sneaking suspicion and that it's going to be her, and plunging neckline and all, which was a ridiculous story.
Totally.
And it's,
yeah, it's an air of inevitability. She's got tens of millions of dollars. She's got an entire Clinton machine that's been building up over the last many decades. She's got, you know, all of Washington, the Democratic Party in Washington, basically locked down. I mean, it is a machine. It is well oiled by money. So I can see what, you know, I understand the sense that it's inevitable. But, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, which of course always makes me disappointed. But
yeah.
But you know, I think we got a long way to go here.
All right. Well, if not Hillary, who? Edwards?
I'm right now. If the race continues to look as it is, and the candidates continue to sort of be who they are at this point, you know, I think Edwards is so far and away on a message that really is representing reality in the country. I would love to see him be the nominee if things stay the way they are right now.
Oh, you mean despite his $400 haircut?
You know,
which they never bring up. Oh, that Romney spent like $350 or $400 on makeup.
Yeah, right. And George Bush lives in a mansion in Crawford, Texas. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
It's like get over it already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not what's important. What's important is how or whether these people are actually going to fight for ordinary people or not. And I think it is absolutely true. Say what you will about John Edwards. I mean, this guy has made his career taking on big money interests. I mean, that's what being a trial lawyer is, whether you like him or you hate him.
I love trial lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, plaintiffs' attorneys, I mean, these are people who use the civil court system to protect ordinary humans. And actually, what's interesting about it is that in an era where the federal government clearly isn't enforcing regulatory laws, consumer protection laws, it's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life that we have to rely on trial attorneys to enforce those laws for us in lieu of the federal government.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Listen. You got it, man. Yeah, as always. That's why you're one of the smartest guys I know. Thank you for being available on such short notice. And it's great to talk to you. Can't wait to talk to you again.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, Jay.
Thanks, David. There's David Sirota. And he's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I like Edwards a lot, too. 7:27, 27 minutes after 7. Although I sit back and think to myself, man, what are we going to do if Hillary gets a nomination? Oh, jeez. I know there's some of you out there who like her, and you're going to be upset. But just remember what they say. Remember.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchette to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchette?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now.
Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show, Congressman Keith Ellison, just back from Iraq, joins us to discuss the war and just what did he hear while he was in Iraq. Is the Bush administration duping Congress? On Alberto Gonzalez, we'll talk about it. And more people are struggling to pay mortgages as foreclosures are up 55% since last year. We'll have all the details. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 95, 10% chance of that happening. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get in touch via instant message at am760.net. Check out podcast. Thank you to David Sirota. And I really want to talk, spend like the next 30 minutes doing some hardball politics here. No, I didn't want to take, I shouldn't have used the word hardball, because then we started thinking about Chris Matthews. Ha ha! But what happens if you fall in the same category as I do? Where you just can't bear the idea of Hillary Clinton as a Democratic nominee. That you just dread it. That as Mary says, and she's so right, I've had enough of these two families, Bush and Clinton. Enough. Is this going to be another case where we're going to be frustrated by the nominee again? Now, I can't be the only one who feels this way. I cannot be the only one out here who feels this way. There's got to be others of you who feel the same way I do. You just can't bear the thought of Hillary Clinton as the nominee. So if she gets it, what's your solution? Vote for her anyway, because we would fare better off under her than we would under a Republican nominee like Mitt Romney? Or Rudy Giuliani, who made the comment yesterday that the healthcare system can be straightened out by the free market? Do you vote for her anyway? What's the answer? 303-713-7600. And I don't want to be unfair. If you're a Hillary supporter, then by all means call in and sell us on her. But if you're like me, and you'll accept virtually anybody but Hillary Clinton, with the exception for me of Bill Richardson and a few others,
But if you desperately want somebody else, what's your plan if she gets the nomination? All right, I'll take your calls coming up, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gene, I don't even need to ask you because I know you wouldn't vote for her.
No,
now,
you'd
vote for Rudy Giuliani, wouldn't you?
I don't think so.
Mitt Romney?
No.
Oh, we're running out of choices here. John McCain?
Right now there is no candidate that I want to vote for.
So what do? Do you stay home?
I don't know. I'm really disappointed about it.
No, come on. Vote with us.
Well, I told you I kind of liked Barack, but now I'm changing my mind.
What about John Edwards?
I think he's a phony.
What do you think's phony about him?
Everything.
Well, what's everything? Name something.
I don't know. I just don't get the impression that he's who he says he is.
Well, who does he say he is? He says he's a trial lawyer. I mean, that's who he is.
I don't know. There's something about him that I am suspicious of.
Are you suspicious of him because he got money?
That might have something to do with it, but it's not really the reason.
Okay, well, I've thought about this. You know, if we believe in the American way, which the American way is you can achieve anything you want to achieve, given the right set of circumstances and through good, honest, hard work. And here's a guy who started out, his father was below middle class. He's been a successful trial lawyer and a senator and ran for the vice presidency, and he's got money. But we've had a lot of people who have run this country in the past and who run it now who have money. And so what?
I don't think it's not the money. I just, for some reason, for me personally, I just don't find him very likable. I think he has ulterior motives. I don't find that he really wants to be president because he really wants to do good. I just think he wants to be president.
He wants to be president so he can do evil?
No, because he wants to be the most powerful man in the world. I think he's self-motivated.
Well, they're all self-motivated. Every one of them. You'd have to be self-motivated. If you weren't self-motivated, you wouldn't be where you are.
Yeah, to some degree, but
I mean, come on, you got to think that through. Because everybody who gets involved in that, it's a rough process. Everybody who's involved has to be self-motivated. If they're not self-motivated, then they're never going to get involved. They're going to sit it out. All right, 7:36, actually 7:37, we'll take calls about Hillary Clinton coming up. Traffic right now with Gina.
Pretty smooth drive so far this morning. Normal slow pockets for I-25 downtown. Highways on the north side, of course. That includes eastbound 270. Southbound 25, definitely if you're commuting to the heart of the city there. Equally good, though, in the high country, we've been clear all morning along I-70. Weather outlook today. Expect another partly cloudy day, but it's going to be warmer with a high of 93. We'll get those isolated showers likely after 4 p.m. today. Right now, fair and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
10% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialists.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver, except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks, turn now. You miss the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 95, about a 10% chance of that happening. Okay, if not Hill, who? And polls show that Hillary Clinton is leading in the Democratic field. And I just can't, I can't imagine voting for her. Let's go to the phones. You go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. It's nice to hear your voice. Enjoy your show in the morning.
Thanks.
I am definitely a supporter. I was impressed with the fact that even Republicans said in her first Senate tour that she was a very hard worker. I like that. And she's knowledgeable about the issues. And I know she's not a populist. She doesn't say the nice things that the left side of the Democratic Party want to hear, but she's very real about it. And I noticed that Senator Obama lost your support when he started saying things that were a bit less populist and a bit more realistic about the situation of how to get out of Iraq.
No, he hasn't lost my support. I would definitely vote for him, but I like what John Edwards has to say about other things, but principally what John Edwards has to say about health care.
He's totally going the populist route now, and I can understand why. That is why you've moved your support from Senator Obama to
You know what? Do yourself a favor, and don't analyze why I've moved my support, because I just got through telling you that I am not in any way, shape, or form not supporting Barack Obama. I think he's a great guy. I think he would make a wonderful president. I think he's an extremely capable individual. And he's somebody who thinks out of the box, which is what we need. But I like what John Edwards has to say about poverty, and I like what John Edwards has to say, basically, about health care. I think he's saying the right things, at least for me. Now, for Hillary, she may have been a hard worker in the Senate, and nobody's going to take that away from her. But she was such a hard worker that she voted on that amendment authorizing George W. Bush to get us into this quagmire called Iraq, when it appeared upon questioning in the very first debate that she apparently had never read the amendment, and she doesn't have the guts to come forward and say that she made a mistake, while others have said, specifically John Edwards, that they did make a mistake, and what we need is, we need people from the outside, not the inside. We suffer now from too many people in the inside. So what are we going to do? Are we going to move in this country to a point of a dynasty where, in other words, Hillary Clinton can run and maybe she'll win, and then we'll have 4 or 8 years of her, and then when she's done, Jeb Bush can step up and he can, you know, enough of the Clintons already.
You know, the beautiful thing is that the Democratic field has so many excellent candidates. All three of them, Edwards, Obama, Clinton, I think would make excellent presidents. We have the pleasure and the responsibility of making a great choice. I wonder who each one of those three will pick as their running mate. That'll be the interesting thing, and I wonder if that question will come up in future debates. You're right. I should not talk about why I believe you have moved your position from one to the other. My feeling is just that she has the strongest opinions on the things that matter to me most. And
okay, how about health care? What's her plan for health care?
Well, she started that in 2000.
Oh, no, we're not sitting in 2000. We're sitting in 2007.
Yeah, I know, but remember,
what is her current plan for health care?
I see a little difference between any of the top three
on
their health care.
Okay, then compare it for us. What would be the difference between, say, what John Edwards has said about health care and what Hillary Clinton has said about health care?
The details I don't have.
Why would you make the claim if you don't have the details, if apparently you haven't done the homework? You remind me of the person you're supporting.
No, I've listened to all the debates, and I've heard all three of them talk, and I see very little difference between
If you've checked it out, what are the differences?
Again, I don't memorize those details. I'm just going with my story.
Okay. So you're going to cast that important vote, but you're not real sure, but let me tell you the difference between this show, my show, and all the other ones that are on the radio. Okay, you know what the difference is? The difference is that you could call up and make that statement about, I see the same between all of them. And the talk show hosts, whether they're right, left, or wherever they are, Cliff, they're going to let it go. They're going to go, uh-huh.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but Jay does. But see, I don't do that. You make that statement, you got to tell me what you think are the differences. Because I think there's one key difference in John Edwards that is different than all of the rest of them.
Yes.
Well, I got two choices. I can either tell you, or I could do really what would be the prudent thing, which is to force you to look it up and read it for yourself, and maybe you change your mind. But I'll tell you what it is. He's the only one who is honest to goodness on the table talking about how to finance it.
Well, of course, the financing is going to come from Congress, and the details of the health care will come from Congress.
He's being honest about it by saying that in order to get this done, we're going to have to raise taxes, because he's not standing up there telling you that you're going to get something for nothing.
Well, all three
now,
of them have said that they're going to raise taxes.
Wait a minute. Where does Hillary Clinton stand on health care? I mean, what is her plan?
She has stood on it, and I don't already answered that question that I
don't. No, because you can't answer it, because you don't have any specifics.
That's right, and Congress is going to make the specifics when they pass the law, right?
All right.
Not the president.
Right. Well, the president proposes, Congress disposes. But
no,
Cliff,
that's not true.
Well, I'm sure. Sorry, but it is. Cliff,
the details.
Okay, Cliff.
Congress.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what? Hey, support Hillary. You're entitled to your opinion. I welcome it. At least you're involved.
Well, yeah, I listen to all the details, and I'm very happy.
Well, you don't listen to the details apparently because you can't give us any.
Well, I don't memorize them and write them down, but I listen to all.
I know my address home, but I'm not sure what it is.
In fact,
thank you, Cliff.
Right. That is how I drive home sometimes.
Yeah, well, I believe that. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a good day. Let's go to Trish in Aurora. Trish, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I love you.
I love you, too.
I have campaigned for John Edwards before the nomination in 2004. I was upset that he stepped down. I campaigned for him with Kerry and Edwards. I have spoken to the man. And I think he's genuine. I think he's getting negative press because they're afraid of him. So what do? They put the man down. Ask the people of Louisiana. Ask the One America. I know many things about John Edwards. The people need to read his book. His book is about a young little girl that nobody would take on her case. And because a corporation would not spend 2 cents, her guts were pulled out, and nobody would take the case, and he did it for 50%. Now, this man cares about the people. And I'm from Ohio originally. I go back every year. There's a strong campaign for John Edwards. People need to read and be more informed and wonder why the negative press. Usually the negative press is the one they're more afraid of. And he needs to get out there and put that $400 haircut to rest. You know what I mean? And that he's fake. Who could be more fake than what we have now? how can you even compare John Edwards to our president now?
Well, listen, I think everybody, I think everybody agrees with that, but what do you do? What are you going to do if Hillary Clinton gets a nomination?
I'm a yellow dog. I'd have to support her. There's no Republican candidates. I certainly wouldn't vote for Rudy Giuliani. He's such a fake. I think Hillary Clinton's a fake. She lied for her husband. She knew he was having an affair with Jennifer Flowers. She went on TV. To me, once you lie, you're always a liar. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. But I have to go to work because I've been holding, but I do not support Hillary at all.
All right, Trish.
I just can't trust her. How about that?
You got it. I don't like her either. Thanks,
Trish. All right.
Trish.
Thank you.
All right. So, if not Hill, who? What are you going to do if she gets the nomination? 303-713-7600, or maybe you're like Cliff, and you support her. Love to hear from you about this. Are we going to stagger to the ballot box, nauseated once again, for those of us who don't care for her? Or maybe, like Cliff says, maybe we're misguided not caring for her. 303-713-7600, 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Enjoying nice conditions around the metro area. Got the usual delays now, eastbound I-70. If you're headed between Brighton and Colorado Boulevard, of course, right through that I-25 interchange. Same for I-25, either side of I-70. No departure from that through Thornton and North Glenn and again into downtown. Seeing the usual delays, 225 both directions extending from Parker. Weather outlook today, we're going to see partly cloudy skies, warm with a high of 93. We'll get some showers likely late in the day and into the evening. Currently, few clouds. Clouds 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
And that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy, and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice Premium plan. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL, and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation, only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
Take all the kids out there. Take the entire family. Take yourself. You can ride that stuff for just a buck. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy and Officer Odell, two of my buds. That's this Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4, and spin the prize wheel to win great prizes from Rockies, and they've got a slew of them for great deals with matching down incentives. See my buds at Rockies at 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9. Rockies is the home to the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And, of course, get up there and see Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, and all the gang at Rockies. And what is it about me that I can't say tractor pulls? And I can't say any of this stuff. I'm in radio, right? And I can't talk.
Attention, DIA flyers. The security level has been...
You know, I want to get a job at the airport giving those announcements. Will Chick Wasowski... Never mind. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list. New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Al Franken is back, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Didn't he always play this song? High today, 95. Chance thunderstorms, 10%. We're talking about what happens if Hillary gets the nomination. For those of us who don't like Hillary, what are we going to do? Here's Shelley and Parker. Shelley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I like John Edwards the best, and I like Chris Dodd. I like what he had to say about Social Security. Just raise the cap, solve our problem. And she's my least favorite. But I'll vote for her before I vote Republican any day. And I like all of them, actually. Another thing, all the straw polls they've done on the Tom Hartman show, he comes out on top just about, him and Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, but that's not a true reflection of the Democratic core.
I know, but they've had a couple of them. And she was never, I think, got one vote out of both of them. I don't know. It's too bad the news media won't talk about the other candidates, John Edwards and all the good things he has to say. And it just, you know, all you hear about is Hillary and Obama. And it's really not fair. But if he wins most of the primaries, he'll have a chance, right? I mean...
I would say if he can stay alive until California, I'd say he has a good chance.
Yeah. It's just a shame that, you know... she's so unpopular that I'm afraid she won't win if she does get the nomination.
I think she can win. I just don't care for her policies.
No,
and she's too
either.
Well.
She's too much of a corporate person also.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Thanks,
okay.
Shelley. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Well, I'm like Shelley. I mean, if she gets the nomination, I'll have to vote for her, but I really don't want her to get the nomination. I really, really don't. And Judith Littleton says that I'm not informed about Hillary. Well, that's a persuasive selling point.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are
cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I-593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. His doctors say all the signs are good, and Chief Justice John Roberts should be able to leave a main hospital sometime today. But CBS's Dr. Emily Sine says the seizure Roberts suffered yesterday was his second, and doctors may have to put him on anti-seizure medication.
Generally, if a person has two seizures, the chance that they might have another does go up, so many doctors might lean towards that.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. A spokesman says President Bush called Chief Justice Roberts this morning. It was their first conversation since Roberts suffered the seizure yesterday. Roberts assured the president he's feeling fine. Spokesman Tony Snow says Mr. Bush came away from the chat reassured that Roberts is in good spirits and doing well. Snow indicates that at the time of Roberts' nomination to the High Court, the White House was aware of his earlier seizure, but further questions about Roberts' current and previous medical conditions were referred to the Supreme Court.
On Capitol Hill, Navy Admiral Michael Mullen, nominated to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is telling his confirmation hearing that slow progress in Iraq is hurting U.S. credibility and encouraging Iranian ambitions in the region. But Mullen says a little military success on the ground could turn that around. In his opening statement a short time ago, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin told Mullen that may be asking a lot.
Our ground forces are being stretched near the breaking point. Our Army and Marine Corps have attempted in vain to stabilize rotational schemes for an unstable and open-ended Iraq strategy. Deployments have become longer and longer.
A Marine killed in action west of Baghdad was the 75th American to die this month. That's an eight-month low. The western wildfire season is taking a heavy toll on Montana.
There are currently 13 large fires in Montana, burning a total of 65,105 acres.
Fire Center spokeswoman Jennifer Smith says three of those fires are threatening homes in the western part of the state. Senator Larry Craig has been looking at fires in his home state of Idaho.
From horizon to horizon, the earth had just literally been scorched.
Western politicians and ranchers say federal grazing restrictions mean those fires have a lot of grass to feed on. A U-turn in Detroit. General Motors says it made $891 million in the second quarter. GM lost more than $3 billion in the same 3 months a year ago. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says the improvement reflects increased sales overseas.
Less than 10% of GM's profit came from North America. GM is still in turnaround mode here and trying to get help from its unions. The big earnings came from other parts of the world, particularly Asia, where General Motors has become the biggest player in China. GM now sells the majority of its vehicles outside of North America.
On Wall Street, investment strategist Hugh Johnson says GM's good fortune is one reason investors are in a better mood.
Good news on the earnings side, good news on the inflation side. That's lifted in investor spirits, at least in early trading today, going to give us a good upside.
In early trading, the Dow's ahead 126, NASDAQ is up 24. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Jury selection continues today, and opening statements could start as early as this afternoon in the trial of that former University of Northern Colorado punter accused of stabbing the starter. Mitch Cozad charged with attempted murder one in the attack last September on Rafael Mendoza, in hopes of getting his job. Prosecutors say no deal for a man who pled guilty in the hit-and-run deaths of a mother and her two kids in Denver. 36-year-old Larry Trujillo is looking at 174 years in the Stony Lonesome when he's sentenced in October. In a surprise move, 1 week before his trial was due to begin, Trujillo pled guilty to all charges, including vehicular homicide and drunk driving. And that Louisville couple whose infant son died after suffering more than 20 broken bones has pleaded not guilty to child abuse resulting in death. The coroner ruled out a brittle bone medical condition leading to charges after months of debate. Alex and Molly Midyet appeared in court yesterday. A judge set their separate trials for later this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you're traveling on northbound I-25 at 6th Avenue, you want to watch out for a minor snag. We had a wreck on the right shoulder. Heavy on the southbound side as well from I-70 into downtown as it is south of 6th Avenue. We had stop-and-go conditions there down to Evans. Same problem southbound 225 south of I-70. And again, as you hit the tech center around Parker. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect partly cloudy skies with isolated showers late in the day. High of 93. Currently, few clouds, 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T, formerly Singular. It's all the great features of Singular, including the fewest dropped calls and unlimited mobile-to-mobile. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Get There with a Winner tire sale. Offers end August 25th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is absolutely disgusting. How many times do you see people who are driving down the road and they're on their cell phone and they're not paying attention to what's going on? How many times have you seen that? And in a lot of states, it's illegal now to talk on a cell phone and to drive. I've got an important message here, which I need to forward to Mary. And I'm actually doing something most people would never think that I would be capable of doing. But I can't get this thing to do it, so I guess I'm not doing it. I was kicking it on the air and go, well, I'm multitasking. No, I'm not multitasking. Because I can't get the damn thing to do it. I'm trying to forward her this email. Anyway, good to have you along here this morning. Thanks so much for being here. And agree or disagree, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, this is what we're here for. We're here to exchange opinions. And really, when you look at it, when you think about talk radio, and you really look at the whole process, there is really no right or wrong. There's only what the talk show host and what the caller think. And sometimes when it gets a little bit heated, people have a tendency to, well, they go away a little bruised. And I really don't want that to happen. So it's not that I'm on the air here begging for listeners, because I'm not. But I'm just trying to explain the ground rules. And speaking of explaining the ground rules, I got, before I had the whole family thing happen, so I want to tell you, it's 8:09, 9 minutes after 8, and isolated thunderstorms, high today, 95, about a 10% chance of those thunderstorms. John Turk and I have been going over this topic a lot, and before I had the whole family thing come up and the untimely death of my family, we had touched on this story, we had talked about it, and I got a good amount of email at am760.net. And a lot of times I can't answer all of the email I get, but I got a good deal of email. People started to take me for to task on this, and now that I think about it, you possibly could be right, but I would be dishonest if I weren't to say to you, and I think a lot of you feel the way I do, that we're prejudiced towards this guy, and that we feel like that there could be some that he could have done what he's charged with, and that the crime to a lot of us is so heinous and so bad that this is one of these cases where, will this guy ever be able to get a fair and impartial jury? And the way the United States of America is supposed to be set up, and you know that we're taught this when we were kids, but it's not true. And part of this, I think, and I'd love to have you comment on this, part of this, I think, is due to human nature, because I think we're this way as human beings, that you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But I know damn well that if I were to get into trouble, and I can't think of anything that I'd do that would get me into trouble, well, all right, let me give an example once of where somebody said something about me, it made the newspapers, and people immediately assumed, even people who had known me, immediately assumed that I had done something wrong and that I was guilty. And it never went to court. I never had a court hearing. It never even went through what they would call human resources. So I'll tell you the story real quick. I was doing middays. I was doing 9 to 11, I believe it was, or maybe it was 9 to noon, at WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WTMJ was kind of like the KOA of Milwaukee, but not as political as KOA is, but heavily sports and kind of the way KOA is, except they didn't have Limbaugh. They didn't do like a lot of right wing stuff. They just kind of did some talk, and they had brought me in there to try to younger up the demographics on the radio station. And it was one of these situations where I took the job because the money was so good. I couldn't say no because somebody came along to me and they said to me, here, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars. And it was more money than I had ever seen. And the worst thing that I wanted, the biggest thing I wanted in the whole world was, I didn't want Mary to have to work. Because when you're married to somebody in radio, it's not easy because you move around a lot and you have to give up a lot of career advancement. Because you're not there long enough to work your way up the ladder. So I took the money and went there. They gave me a producer. Her name was Tony. I won't give her last name. There were a lot of people in the radio station who didn't like me because I represented change and I was threatening. It was kind of the same thing that happened to me 8 or 9, 10 years ago when I first came here. For those of you that remember that, I mean, Dusty and Joanne were on my case all the time. So was everybody else. Because I was wild, I was flamboyant, I was confrontational, all of those things. So Mary had packed some food for me, some stuff to munch on while I was doing my talk show.
And Tony walked over there, who was my producer, who I didn't pick. While I was talking on the air, and she took some of my food. And I was used to an anything goes kind of atmosphere. And so I said on the air, get your hands off my food, you pig. Well, next day I wake up, and it's in the Milwaukee Journal. It's either the Sentinel or the Journal. I think they've merged now, but that I had made a sexist comment towards this woman, Tony. Now, to me, a sexist comment would be, ooh, nice legs, or, hey. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, it wouldn't be like, because you could call, to me, pig is like, it could be man, it could be woman. You know, it doesn't denote any kind of sexual connotation. It's like, hey, man, stop being a pig. Right? Well, it hits the fan. Everybody's down on my case. Sexist, sexist. And a guy calls me, who I'd known for a long time, worked with at another radio station, and he said, and he was from Milwaukee, he said, my brother's living in Milwaukee. He just told me, you just got on the air and made a sexist comment about a female employee working there. Why would you do that? And I said, man, I didn't do any such thing. Well, needless to say, I never got my day in court. She never got reprimanded for distorting that comment. And I walked out of the gig 7 months later. And then had a hell of a time when I got a job at WLS in Chicago, which you could hear in Milwaukee, and I sat on the air and pounded TMJ every single day. It was great. Anyway, we do this with people. We do this with people we know. We do it with people who we don't know. We make statements about them. We don't know whether they're innocent or they're guilty. We don't know what the situation is. And I think part of this is human nature. I think part of it in this situation has to do with the crime. And here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Michael Vick situation, in which a lot of you sent me email and said, oh, man, you're on this guy's case about the dogfighting thing. Well, you don't know whether he's innocent or guilty. Well, the NAACP has now stepped up and has said that the public should use restraint in judging Michael Vick before he has his day in court. R.L. White, who's the president of the Atlanta chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said the Atlanta Falcons quarterback has been vilified. Now, here's R.L. White.
We think the NFL moved too swiftly in applying punitive measures even before his arraignment. Sponsors moved too quickly to drop him. And many of us who have had hours of excitement because of his incredible talent have quickly turned on him.
All right, now Nike suspended its lucrative contract with Vick, and Reebok stopped sales of his number 7 jersey. In addition, 2 trading card companies withdrew Vick's items. Here's a question. Has R.L. White got a point? Has Michael Vick been vilified by the media? Have we judged Michael Vick without really knowing whether he's guilty or not? Have we been unfair to him? But it's not only Michael Vick. We're like this with a lot of people. Now, Vick has pleaded not guilty to charges of sponsoring a dogfighting operation. One of his co-defendants reached a plea deal yesterday. And basically what R.L. White is saying is that the Atlanta Falcons quarterback has been vilified by animal rights groups, talk radio, the news media, and his team, and also corporate sponsors. So what happens if it turns out that Michael Vick But it turns out that he's innocent. As I said, on Monday, Tony Taylor, a co-defendant in the case, pleaded guilty in Virginia to federal dogfighting conspiracy charges in a plea agreement with prosecutors, and he's going to remain free on bond. And now the question is whether he's going to roll on Michael Vick. But have we been unfair to Michael Vick, and what is our tendency in this society that we do this kind of stuff, that we're not fair? And I'll tell you something else. Talk radio is the worst at this, too. Okay, there are talk show hosts. I'm not one of them. Although I guess you could make a case that I was unfair to Michael Vick, and I accept that. But talk radio is notorious for this, for witch hunting, for going after people and trying to get them fired. Okay, when they never had a day in court. And talk show hosts are famous for trying to get mileage off of other people's misery, like sucking the marrow from their bones, walking over their destroyed careers. And I'm not saying I haven't done it either in the past, because I have, but I'm real interested in your take on this and your component, the components you think about this, that go into this, that we just have this feeling. And I not only hear it about Michael Vick, and I've not only said it about Michael Vick, but I always say it about other people. And sometimes when it's politicians, for instance, or people that are unpopular, and you'll say, well, wait a minute, you can't just make that comment. You got to have proof, and they got to have their day in court. And I get huge cynicism. Like, well, what are you talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is, how do you know so-and-so did what he's or she's accused of doing, because you don't know? And talk radio is famous for this. I'll give you a great example of it before we go to the break here and get traffic. How about Sean Hannity, who a couple of weeks ago said, you know, there's more to the Vince Foster saga than you know. And the book is still open. Inferring that Hillary Clinton might have had something to do with that. Well, listen, it's been investigated. She had nothing to do with it. The book's not open. It's closed. It's not an active investigation. Hannity, stop lying. But we do this. We rush to judgment. 303-713-7600. Okay, who wants to own up to the fact that you might have rushed to judgment on Michael Vick and other people? And maybe you want to answer the question about why we do this. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Dragon now from Sheridan towards Church Ranch. Weather outlook today. We're going to see some partly cloudy skies. Isolated showers late in the day. High of 93. Tonight, those partly cloudy skies continue with a low of 61. And currently, it's 67 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Centers. Just accumulate $100 in purchases at King Soopers to get 10 cents off each gallon when you fill up. See King Soopers for details.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, Rocky's Autos wants to remind you, it's that time again. It's the Adams County Fair. It's this Wednesday through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. Visit AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times on events like the 4-H show and exhibits, commercial exhibits, a children's pavilion, a petting zoo, rodeos, tractor pulls, demolition derbies, carnival rides, and a lot more. And Sunday is Rocky's Autos Day, and all carnival rides are just a dollar. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on the I-20th and follow the Adams County signs. You can't miss this on how to get there. Meet Shaggy and Officer Odell. They'll be there. They are two of the greatest guys. They'll be there Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4. Spin the prize wheel. Win great prizes for free from Rockies. No purchase necessary. And for great deals and matching with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies at 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9-9. Rockies is the home to the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And great people out there, too, to deal with, like Kobe, Spanky, and, of course, the Masters, Tom and Marv Alshire, Freddie Labrato. Check them out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com. But don't forget about this. Sunday is Rockies Autos Day at the Adams County Fair. All carnival rides, just $1.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver. Except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks. Turn now. You miss the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy! 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, conservative Michael Chapman and I will be debating the impact of the minimum wage on the economy. I'll be going in-depth with activist Tom Hayden about the future of activism and his thoughts on Iraq. Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People on Air America Radio.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I can eat more pork and beans than any man's ever seen. Hey, 25 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 95. Did we rush to judgment on Michael Vick? I think we did. And do we rush to judgment on others? I think we do. And what is it about us that we do this stuff? Why do we rush to judgment? Is it the media that does it? And what, I've only got like 2 calls at 303-713-7600? Only 2 lousy calls? Well, hell, just turn the doors up. We'll listen to that until you decide to call. I want an answer to this, see? A shark's job, yeah, you'll see. Maybe I get an all-night job on the Fox. I work 2 gigs, 2 all-nights, and then come here. All right, it's 8:27, 27 minutes after 8. Let's go to Dan in Denver, who's got a compelling story, and he's been hanging on, and I thank him for that. Dan, thanks for waiting, man. Go ahead and tell us about this.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Well, let's try to make this short. It's kind of a long story, but when I was 10 years old, I was taken away from my parents by the state. It was the charge was neglect. That's another long story, but I don't want to go into it. But so I spent about 6 years in different group homes and orphanages, and then when I was about 16, the state decided that they had done enough for me, and they emancipated me and gave me a little bit of money to live off of every month, and basically gave me my dad. I moved in with my father, and I was basically living in Lansing, Michigan, and I was mad at the world, pretty angry at everything, definitely at the government, and just people who abused their kids. There was a woman across the street who had a couple of little kids, and she was pretty abusive to them. She, just garbage all over her house, and she would yell and swear at them. And I'm just trying to wrap, make this short. The point is, I didn't like this lady, and I was doing things to her, like harassing her and yelling at her and screaming at her. Like I'd see her and I'd call her names and stuff.
So,
and,
in other words, you were giving her grief.
Right. But I really was angry at the way she was treating her kids. It wasn't really her personally that I was mad at. But she, anyway, she basically had somebody that she knew break into her house, and they charged me for it. I didn't do this. I was completely innocent of it. The next day, the police came into my house, told me to put my hands behind my back. I was under arrest for B&E. Well, I spent about 7 months in jail waiting to go to trial for this. And the whole time I was in jail, I got no support from my family, from my mother, from nobody in the neighborhood. Everybody just assumed, because my behavior previous to going to jail, that I was guilty of
it. Yeah, that you had been the one who had done it.
Right, and I hadn't done it. And, I mean, I'm not going to say that I didn't, I wasn't a little delinquent, because I was. But this, what I was charged with specifically, I hadn't done. I have done other things, but this, I mean, if they would have charged me with harassment, that would have been different. But this B&E I hadn't done. But the point is nobody supported me. I sat in jail for 7 months. I went to a jury trial with a public defender who believed me. I mean, because I was completely open and honest with him, and he actually took the case to heart and actually went to bat for me, like a lot of the public defenders don't do. But he did, and so I went to jury trial, and I got a hung jury. In the end, it was a hung jury. And in the eyes of the court, that was like a not guilty verdict, because they let me go right there from the courtroom. They released me right from the courtroom.
Did you go back to the neighborhood?
Yeah, I went back to the neighborhood, and as I was going into my house, the neighbors were out on their porches, and, you know, I could just hear, like, the, oh, look who's back, you know, and all this garbage, and people, like, you know, just taunting me, and I just, you know, I just kept my mouth shut, and I went inside. I just got out of jail. I didn't want any confrontation with anybody, and so I ended up moving, you know, real soon afterwards, and I'm much older now, and that was a long time ago.
All right, so why do you think it is that, as a society, that we're taught when we're kids, you're innocent until proven guilty, but the thing is, we don't honor that?
I think the reason for that is people, they tend to go by what they previously associated a certain situation with, like this Michael Vick thing. He's a black guy, it's pit bulls, it's dog fighting, and I think that's what it is. I also think it has to do with people just being bored and want to entertain themselves. They want some juicy meat to, you know, so you know how people are. They want things to talk about, things that are outside of their boring, normal, you know, rhythm or routine.
All right, so it's games and circuses, basically.
That's what I think, and I also think people do go by association. If they, you know, I don't know, like, yeah, like it's like if somebody has a previous drug charge, and in the future they get charged with another drug charge, it doesn't matter what the facts are in the case, they're automatically guilty because they've had a previous charge. And our system totally works that way. Even now in sentencing, they don't go by the facts of the case in sentencing. They go by your previous record. In some instances, I think that may work for, like, you know, child predators and stuff like that, who you can't take any risk with. But for the general public and for people who are, you know, in for possession of drugs and whatever, they broke into some cars, they shoplift, their past record really condemns them no matter what the facts are in the case. Even if they only have circumstantial evidence, a good prosecutor can get up there in court and say, well, look, you know, I don't have a lot of hardcore evidence, but this is all this he did before. You know, he did stuff like this all before that was similar. So they just guilt by association.
Well, I think that's also worth raising about whether somebody's past should come into the picture. Dan, thank you, man. Thank you for your honesty, too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you heard what happened to him. All right, it's 833. 303-713-7600 And then we rushed the judgment about Michael Vick, and I hope Matt in Fort Collins hangs on, because Matt says he didn't think that we have, he doesn't think we rushed a judgment. Gina, have we rushed a judgment on Michael Vick?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, he hasn't had his day in court.
His name was mentioned 51 times in an 18-page indictment, so
well,
I think
yeah,
that, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, but that, well, that can be very dangerous, though. You know, that to assume that.
I hear what you're saying, but let's bet on it. I'll be willing to bet you he'll be found guilty of something, some involvement in this.
How much are we betting?
I don't know. We'll bet something.
Hmm.
I think it's really sad. He's extremely talented, and I think he just threw away his career.
But don't you think we shouldn't judge until he actually?
I think the damage
gets a fair and impartial hearing.
I think the damage is done. I think his career is over.
Really? That swift?
I think so. In the court of public opinion, because he'll never be able to disassociate himself from this.
Well, have you ever been accused of something, though, and you didn't do it?
Come on, Jay. He's got to be involved
well,
in
no,
some
I'm,
way.
Well, no, I'm asking you a question. I mean, seriously now, have you ever been accused of something? And you didn't do it.
I think we probably all have had a situation like that, not to this degree, not criminal activity.
Well, all right. How about publicly?
Well, I can't think of anything. But
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe if you had, maybe you would look at this in a different light. Because after all, if we go around and we assume that anybody who is arrested or assume that anybody who's indicted or assume that anybody gets into trouble, that they're immediately guilty without allowing them to have their day in court, then what's the whole point of having your day in court? What's that all about? There's no point to it, right?
Well, I mean, I agree with that point. But this is a federal indictment. There's got to be some evidence there. They didn't just make this stuff up. Okay, there's a reason that a grand jury indicted him.
Okay, prior to Scooter Libby's trial, would you assume the same thing?
Yeah. I don't care who it is. And you were just talking yesterday, you know, about people getting what's coming to them. I mean, I don't feel a bit sorry for him. Why people are all of a sudden acting like, oh, poor Michael Vick.
Well, I'm not acting, oh, poor Michael Vick. All I'm saying is that isn't it the American way that you're innocent until proven guilty?
Absolutely. So we'll wait and see when he goes to trial. But I think you're going to find that, you know, His other compadres here are going to start dropping like flies as they make their plea deals, and then they're all going to testify against him. So,
all right, well, I have to figure out something to bet you.
Well,
I think it's painful.
I think it's a shame. I think it's a real shame. But you know what? These are the consequences for his actions.
Well, see, but you say that. Okay, we got to get to traffic. But you say that. But he hasn't been found guilty of anything yet. I mean, is your inclination always to believe the state?
No, it's not.
Because you know they make mistakes. How many people have they sent, like, to death row and then DNA exonerates them later?
Did you see the stuff that they hauled off that property? Truckloads of evidence.
Well, yeah, but you didn't see it personally. You couldn't inventory it, so all you could do is sit there and just guess as to what it was.
Again, it was listed in the indictment, though. So, anyway, I think it's a shame. But I think you're going to find that that he will be convicted of something in this trial.
All right. Well, we'll see what folks have to say. We'll go to calls coming up here. Meanwhile, traffic looks like?
Well, it looks pretty decent, although we do have a crash eastbound I-70 right near Peoria, two vehicles there. That's about the only thing that's lingering, although we still have jammed up traffic through downtown, southbound I-25, same through Thornton and North Glen, and we're still struggling across 225 both directions. Weather outlook today, it's going to be another partly cloudy day, isolated showers likely after 4 p.m. Going to get a high of 93. Right now, it's fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't let summer pass you by without one great camping trip at Colorado State Parks. There's still time to beat the city heat and enjoy.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger.
Ouch.
Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars.
Ouch.
Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologists tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Found dead in his automobile in his garage in El Paso, Texas. 8:41, 41 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What about Michael Vick? Did he fight the law and the law lost? And basically because we rushed a judgment on him? Here's what R.L. White of the NAACP in Atlanta has to say about it.
We think the NFL moved too swiftly in applying punitive measures even before his arraignment. Sponsors moved too quickly to drop him. And many of us who have had hours of excitement because of his incredible talent have quickly turned on him.
All right, let's go to Matt in the Fort Collins, who says that we haven't been fast in rushing to judgment. Matt, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Well, I don't really think we have. And I would think, okay, if I had a good friend, even a friend I'd known a long time, and they had 30 or 40 dead dogs dug up on his property, I might be feel okay and not think I'm rushing to judgment and that something was going on there. And I haven't heard anyone deny that they had dug up dead animals on unfixed property. So, I mean, I think that, and it hasn't been presented in court, but I think that evidence is pretty damning that something was going on there that wasn't on the level.
Well, I don't think any of us are in a position to either you know, really to step up to the bat and deny it. But don't you think it's a basic? Don't you think it's a basic component of the justice system in this country that you got to assume that somebody is innocent until they're proven guilty? Or do we just decide based on media reports whether somebody's guilty or not?
Oh, I definitely think you're innocent until proven guilty. I would like to think that if I was on the jury, I could still provide an impartial verdict after reviewing the evidence. I would like to think that. But if you ask me my opinion today, I would say he's guilty. And the other thing is the NFL, with its stature, it's really something where the appearance of impropriety is just as bad as impropriety, because it's a sponsor-driven league. It's got a lot of advertising dollars. People are high profile. People say that they look up to these players and that sort of thing. And if the player does something, maybe not even as bad as this, and it looks bad, even if it's never proven in court later, it's damaging to the league's reputation. I think that's how the NFL sees it anyway, and that's certainly how some of Vic's advertising partners felt, I guess, with Nike suspending his contract.
Man, I don't have any problem. I have no problem with that, and I was trying to argue and make the case yesterday that I think the people who live in the public eye, who are athletes or celebrities, I think they even have a bigger responsibility to act right and do right, as opposed to people like yourself and myself and people who are functioning in the everyday arena. But I still got to go back to this whole thing about, okay, do we assume immediately that somebody is guilty based on media reports, or do we live up to the American... To what's supposed to be the American way of jurisprudence, the American way of life, which is supposed to be that you're innocent until you're proven guilty, and that we're supposed to, no matter what's presented, we're supposed to, unless the person confesses and said I did it, that we're supposed to have an open mind about it.
I'm curious what you think would happen if he was found not guilty. I mean, we've had certainly other high profile cases where they were found not guilty, and to this day, people still think they're guilty. And I would say in some cases, those were, the first thing that pops into my head is another football player, O.J. Simpson, where most people I know say he's guilty, although he was found otherwise.
But not in the civil trial. In the civil trial with the Goldman family, he was found guilty. There was a judgment against him, and that's one of the reasons why he's going to lose the $38 million on that book.
That's what I just read. I know the civil cases have a lower...
Right.
Standard of evidence and that sort of thing, and standard of...
But he still mounted a defense. He had an attorney. He went to court. The evidence was heard, and he lost, where you're looking at a situation with Michael Vick where he has never been to court. Now, what will happen to him if he's found innocent? I would assume that he would go back to playing football. Would he be as money-generating as an athlete as he has been? Probably not, because if you're the head of Nike or you're the head of any of those companies, I mean, would you want to be associated with somebody like that, innocent or guilty? No. Not really.
Well, his name is pretty much tarnished, and I know he got... he certainly made a lot of money for playing football, but he made a lot more money from Nike and Coca-Cola and those deals.
Right, exactly, but... I go back to what I said when we started the conversation. So do we assume? So is it okay to assume that he's guilty until proven innocent, or should we assume he's innocent until proven guilty, no matter what the evidence says, because there have been tons of people that have been exonerated later on in life?
Well, Jay, I assume he's guilty at this point, and that's just a gut feeling based on what I've read.
Okay, but do you think that's morally right?
You know, that's a real tough question, Jay. I would say that, you know, that's just the way the world works. I mean, you caught me there, because it is, I've been accused of stuff I didn't do. I was actually accused of a theft at work that I didn't do. And it's real tough, and it's real frustrating when you're in that situation.
Yeah.
And, and if he certainly wasn't involved in any of this, it's got to be tough for him. But, you know, my gut feeling and my instinct and my brain tells me that he's involved and that he is guilty of some of these crimes he's being charged with. And this isn't just, you know, some county prosecutor out to get the local black guy. This is a federal prosecution, and they don't indict people that are innocent. You know, 96%.
Well, they also in some cases don't indict people that are guilty, particularly if they're the wrong political party.
That's true.
Vis-a-vis Alberto Gonzalez.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Let's go to where you want to go, John? Let's go to Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Hey, well, first off, just let me say thanks for the show. I think you're doing a great job. And I got to admit, yes, I've rushed to judgment. I rushed to judgment when I heard that Senator Stevens' house had been invaded by the FBI and the IRS. I did a little jig. I mean, I was quite happy because it confirmed my preconceived notion that righties are crooks. Is that right? No, I don't think so, not necessarily. And that's part of the problem here. I mean, and you're asking why are we so quick to rush to judgment, and I think that we all do things that are wrong, and we all, on some level, worry, you know, somebody else is going to find out. So when somebody else comes along that is accused of something, we can go, hey, that guy did this. At least I'm not as bad as that guy, or just point to that guy because it diverts attention from our own inadequacies and our own sins. And it's, you know, to me, it's just like there's two parables here that are very relevant. I'm not going to get preachy, but there's the idea of when the Pharisee and the tax collector were praying in the temple, and the Pharisee's all, hey, at least I'm not like this tax collector. I'm way better than him. That's not the way, and that's the way America acts, saying, well, hey, at least we're not like that person. That person's bad, and we can point to that person. And then secondly, who the heck are we to judge? Okay, Paul, how can you help your friend or then your neighbor get that mote of sawdust out of his eye when you've got a freaking 2x4 sticking out of your eye? Okay, how can you possibly go around making these kind of judgments? And our society claims to be good, claims to be wholesome, claims to be Christian, and yet once again we find ourselves violating the very fundamental tenets and teachings of the person whose life we're supposed to be basing ours on. If we truly are a Christian nation. I know you're Jewish, so I'm not trying to be offensive or anything. I'm just, you know.
No, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. I was just thinking very quickly here before I run out of time because I got traffic, but I was just thinking that when I read that thing about Ted Stevens, I didn't have any feelings either way about it. My feelings were, well, let's see what comes up, because how many times has the FBI raided somebody's house? How many times has that stuff gone down? And then it turns out that they don't really have anything, and then it turns out that it's...
Exactly. I agree with you, but I mean, I'll tell you, I was happy to hear it because I don't like Ted Stevens.
Yeah, well, I don't particularly...
He's a Republican. I don't like him.
I don't particularly care for him either, but...
I'm admitting that shortfall,
okay.
I was really quick to rush the judgment there.
And I was with Michael Vick, too, and I'm not so sure that either one of us are right. Jason, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, talk to you. It's 8:51, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive. Talk Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with that crash eastbound I-70. They're trying to clear out of the way right near Peoria, so watch out for some further delays through there. Of course, we're real busy both directions of I-70, I-25, and definitely around your 225 drive. 225 itself is extremely heavy now, northbound from Parker to Iliff. You're going to catch those delays as well on the southbound lanes just after Parker on your merge toward I-25. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day. It'll definitely be warmer with a high of 93. We'll likely get some more of those scattered thundershowers late in the afternoon and into the evening. Right now, few clouds, 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit the Denver Art Museum this summer to see the remarkable baseball photography exhibit Capturing America's Game. Photographs of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. Esurance. Opening safe now. E is for easy, online convenience. S is for save, with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy. But now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads. So we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads. Because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
I am Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorm, high today 95. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, we're talking about Michael Vick. Coming up, we'll have Jameson Bossier for Media Matters for America. Let's go to Tom in Evergreen. Tom, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Jay, you said yourself that it's a feature of our system of jurisprudence that people are innocent until proven guilty. And that's true. It's a feature of our justice system. It's not a feature of public opinion. And, you know, we judge people all the time without looking at preponderance of evidence. But the thing
about, does that make it right?
Well, it's not right or wrong. The thing about public opinion is that we don't have the power to sentence people to prison. I mean, the beauty of our justice system is that, you know, we can inflict harsh penalties on people, but there are good checks and balances in place so that
No, I disagree with you. I don't think always. And I think that the media is very, very, very capable, and also the public is very capable of poisoning the waters of impartiality. And I think a good example of that is you will never convince me to this day that Manuel Noriega ever got a fair trial in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that familiar with Noriega's trial, but, you know, the other side of that coin would be the O.J. Simpson trial. I mean, that's evidence of the contrary to what you're saying.
Well, wait a minute. What about the O.J. Simpson trial?
Well, public opinion was that O.J. was definitely guilty, and it remains the same, but he still was, he was presumed innocent, and he was found not guilty, so... You know, I think that disproves what you're saying. At least it's an anecdotal piece of evidence. I got one other thing to say, Jay. The guy had facilities on his property for fighting dogs. He had dead dogs buried on his property, and he had the means on his property to kill the dogs that didn't win, I mean, yeah, my judgment is he's guilty.
Well, to go back to your O.J. thing just briefly before I run out of time, where was the original trial held?
I don't know, L.A.?
Simi Valley, and then they moved it. And I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think it had a lot to do with jury selection on that one. But I think that if you take a look at a lot of cases, you'll find out that where people are supposed to get impartial juries and where the system is supposed to be impartial, it doesn't work out that way because the media waters and the public opinion waters have been poisoned. And I still, beyond the shadow of a doubt, believe that we should look at things, we should look at people as being innocent until proven guilty and until they have their day in court. Otherwise, we're moving into a dangerous area. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Jameson Fosher coming up next with Media Matters and then Open Phones.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's set to be released. A day after suffering a seizure, there is word that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will be released from a Maine hospital. Earlier this morning, he had a phone conversation with the White House, where CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is standing by live.
Nick, the Chief Justice told the President he's doing fine. For the first time, a spokesman confirms that when Roberts was nominated to the High Court, the White House was aware that he had suffered an earlier seizure in 1993. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Emily Sine says the latest episode could be a signal.
Generally, if a person has two seizures, the chance that they might have another does go up.
A Supreme Court spokeswoman says doctors treating Roberts have found no cause for concern. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the House is getting ready to vote on a sweeping new ethics reform measure. We're live on Capitol Hill with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
This bill ends secret earmarks where members of Congress slip special spending into big bills, requires reporting of campaign contributions from lobbyists, including those they bundle together from other donors. It bars House members from travel on corporate jets. Senators still can, but they have to pay the full cost. New York freshman John Hall knows Republican lobby scandals helped his party win Congress.
When Democrats took control of Congress in January, we vowed to make some changes around here.
After passage, the bill still faces one more difficult vote in the Senate. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of Defense Gates, both on the same diplomatic mission.
For the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense to travel together to any region, including the Middle East, is at a minimum very rare, if not unprecedented.
Gates and Rice are in Egypt to twist Arab arms to take a tougher line against Iran, but both deny the trip is a shot across Tehran's bow. The pair brings with him a package of more than $20 billion in aid to Arab states. 2 months ago, Northwest Airlines emerged from bankruptcy. Today, the company is reporting a second quarter operating profit of $273 million. But Northwest has been struggling in recent days with scores of flight cancellations, a situation Tom Parsons of bestfares.com doesn't expect to end soon.
They're bringing back all the pilots, all the furloughed, but it takes about 40 days to train a pilot to get them back in the air. So I think this problem is still going to be around even for the month of August.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 47 points, the NASDAQ ahead 1, and the S&P 500 up 3. Why the upsurge after last week's bearishness? Economist Hugh Johnson.
General Motors and Sun Microsystems posting earnings for the second quarter that were better than anybody had expected. So good earnings, and I think the second thing is that we have good inflation news.
Now that good news, consumer prices climbed less than expected last month. In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says that consumer spending inched up just a tenth of a percent last month. This is CBS News.
Introducing the new Subway Scrabble game, where you have a 1 in 2 chance to instantly win delicious food. Or collect letters and play online for a chance to win one of 10 $100,000 cash grand prizes. That's 10 $100,000 cash prizes, trips to beaches, family resorts, and much more. New Subway Scrabble. Play often, win often. Stop by today.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 13 years or older. See store for official rules. Void where prohibited. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Scrabble is a trademark of Hasbro in the U.S. and Canada.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A liberal activist group is accusing Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer of selling his vote on the State Board of Education to the owner of a charter school company. Progress Now Action contends Schaefer rewarded a campaign contributor, David Brennan, with a vote in favor of Brennan's company. Schaefer's rejecting that claim. A hot-button issue of Representative Todd Tancredo's became a weapon in the partisan battle over whether to ramp up government-funded health insurance for kids. House and Senate are considering bills to renew and expand the state children's health insurance program, which aids kids from families that are low income but above the level for Medicaid. Tancredo's criticizing that bill because, among other provisions, it removes a requirement that children in the plan show proof of citizenship. Quest Communications says it'll keep paying some of Joe Nachio's legal fees as the one-time CEO appeals his $52 million insider trading conviction. Quest will pay bills through the day Nachio was sentenced and a part of his lead defense attorney's bills during his appeal, but will not pay for his appellate attorneys. And the funky, rubbery, clog-like shoes called Crocs have been deemed to be inappropriate footwear for workers at a Pennsylvania hospital. The manager says the shoes have holes on top and pose a safety hazard. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Oh, so far so good. Looks like we're starting to see lots of recovery around the metro area, so you got a nice drive. We only have that slow pocket southbound I-25 downtown, 58 to Spear. We do have some pretty heavy conditions. Eastbound lanes of C-470 from Broadway to University if you're making your way across Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, can expect partly cloudy skies with isolated showers, likely after 4 p.m.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Talk high today. 95. Isolated thunderstorms. 10% chance of that happening. Time for our weekly media misinformation report with Managing Director of Media Matters for America, Jamison Fosier. And J-Mo, good morning. And it's good to have you on the air.
It's good to be on the air, Jay.
All right. You hear me shuffling my papers? I mean, there's so much. Maybe we should spend the next hour doing this. I don't know how we can get through all of this stuff. And just the incredible stuff that goes on. Let me start with this one, which I cannot understand what is the basis on this. So maybe you could explain this to me. The whole story about Hillary Clinton's cleavage. What is the deal behind that?
Well, this is insane. That's basically what the deal is. The Washington Post a week or so ago ran a column in its style section about Hillary Clinton showing cleavage during a speech on the Senate floor, and it was this lengthy article about that and what it meant and how inappropriate it was. And this is just for the last week continued to be talked about. The cable news in particular has run with it. We're actually working on an item today that I hope will be on our site by the end of the day, tallying up the number of minutes that MSNBC spent on this foolishness yesterday. But this original column, compared it to a man wandering around with his fly open and said, just look away. It's unnerving. There's a photo that accompanied this article that you can see that it'll indicate just how ludicrous this is, that this is really much ado about nothing. The excuse people have used for talking about it and the excuse that was used in the original column and that's been used since then is that this was a first for Hillary Clinton. That's just flatly false. If you're so inclined, you can find pictures going back years of Hillary Clinton wearing a suit with a shirt that shows, if you're really looking for it, a little bit of cleavage. As much certainly as Robin Given, the Post writer, saw on this recent occasion. Nevertheless, people were talking about this as though it's new and it says something about her presidential campaign, and that it's CNBC's John Harwood has said repeatedly that there's no way it could be an accident. We know how calculated Hillary Clinton is.
I heard Harwood say that. Where does he get off with? When I heard it, I thought to myself, where do you get off with this information? I mean, in other words, could somebody ask you to qualify what you're saying here? Because how do you know that
he's just making this up and he's asserting it as fact?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, once again, it goes out over the airwaves and nobody raises their hand and says, now, wait a minute.
Right. In his most recent defense of this and most recent claim that, of course, this was all this big calculated effort by Hillary Clinton to display a half a centimeter of cleavage, he compared it to Al Gore wearing earth tones during the 2000 campaign and said, just like it wasn't an accident that Al Gore wore earth tones. Now, earth tones, that means brown. I mean,
So would John Harwood say it's not an accident that Mitt Romney wears his hair the way he does?
Right.
That he makes a calculated coordinated effort to purvey some kind of image, so that's the way he wears his hair?
Right. The comparison to Gore, though, is really instructive in that he's saying that just like Al Gore, this is this calculated effort. What that's a reference to is in 1999 and 2000, the media was constantly telling us that Al Gore was wearing earth tones because Naomi Wolf told him to appeal to women, except that that never happened. Naomi Wolf didn't tell him to do that. That wasn't the role she played. It was all completely made up. The New York Times, in fact, just the other day, ran a correction on a Maureen Dowd column, because Maureen Dowd is still claiming that Naomi Wolf told Al Gore to wear brown, and that's why he wore brown. In fact, Al Gore wore brown because people wear brown. It's a pretty common color. But the Times finally ran a correction on this the other day, yet John Harwood is still using that fake history as this excuse to make these claims about Hillary Clinton. Just like Al Gore was calculating, Hillary Clinton is calculating and showing a little bit of cleavage. It's absolutely insane, and there's no sign of it stopping. This is similar to the garbage we've been hearing about John Edwards and his hair and Barack Obama and his middle name. It's lunacy that the media is talking about these things as though this is how we should decide who our president is.
Now, the media in this country is a very, very sick institution. Sad. Sad. Half the stuff that goes on. And being out of town last week, once again, I got a chance to eavesdrop on various right-wing talk show hosts, some of the ones that are not carried here, and some of the stuff they say. It's just unbelievable that anybody would buy into that or accept it, or that they could get away with it and that they would be able to say it on the air unchecked. That includes things like, well, it doesn't make any difference whether Well, the good thing about Bill and Hillary Clinton is that if Hillary Clinton gets elected, the Clintons never do anything. Well, you know, this coming from a guy who's defending a side that had the White House, had the Congress for how many years unchecked and virtually did nothing, except enrich themselves. Or I heard another host defending gasoline oil company profits, claiming that they don't make that much. It's unbelievable. It really is. All right, here's another one. Savage. He said Imus was lynched compared his firing to what was done to Nazi Germany, done in Nazi Germany to Jews. Now, how does he equate a guy being fired from a $20 or $40 million a year gig for a racial slur to the absolute death of 6 million people and plus some that we don't even know about, and it wasn't only Jews? How does he get away with that?
It's pretty sick, isn't it? You know, these Nazi comparisons are a favorite tactic not only of Michael Savage, of Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly's been saying this a lot lately in the run-up to the Early Coast Convention, comparing everybody to the Nazis. And it used to strike me that when Michael Savage or Bill O'Reilly does that, it's extraordinary how they're inflating what they're criticizing, how they're inflating how bad firing Don Imus might have been. I'm starting to wonder if it really just means that they don't think what the Nazis did was all that bad. I mean, if they can't see a difference between killing millions of people and firing somebody, what does that tell us about their moral compass? What does that tell us about whether or not they really understand how bad it is to kill 6 million people?
I don't think they have one. And sometimes I thought to myself, well, what I need to do then is I need to trivialize the crucifixion of Christ so it will be even.
It really is grotesque how they are downplaying what happened in Nazi Germany, what the Nazis did. And Bill O'Reilly's been doing this every day for the last week. Michael Savage does this regularly. I think people tend to see that and think of it as it's outrageous how they're inflating what's wrong with the people they're criticizing. But what they're really doing is downplaying and marginalizing what happened in Nazi Germany. And that's pretty sick.
That is pretty sick. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. The right has a long history of this kind of behavior. I mean, look at the whole campaign against Tokyo Rose, Iva, I can't think of her last name, but by Walter Winchell, who was not left-wing by any means, Joseph McCarthy, Father Coughlin,
well, and it's worth keeping in mind that a lot of today's prominent conservative media figures actually revere some of the folks that you've been talking about, revere Joe McCarthy. Ann Coulter is a self-avowed fan of Joe McCarthy. Michelle Malkin is a fan of Joe McCarthy and of internment and of some of the most vile episodes in our nation's history. So it's no accident that this is a continuation of a pattern, as you point out. It's coming from people who have publicly stated their admiration for people who were doing this stuff years ago.
Yeah, and so they have a long streaking history of this, and what we're basically getting now is we're just getting a 2007 updated version of it, and nothing has changed. I mean, they're still using the same bag of tricks, witch hunting, trying to ruin people's careers, smear jobs, that they used 60, 70 years ago. Same thing. Never changes. 9:17, 70 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosher, Media Matters for America. He's the managing director. All right, let's try this one. LA Times article contradicts author's analysis that Dems don't want to talk about Al-Qaeda terrorism.
Yeah, this is another theme we're starting to see more and more of in news reports, this suggestion or claim that Democrats don't want to talk about terrorism, don't want to talk about Al-Qaeda, and that they're basically afraid to do so. It's false is the problem. It doesn't take very much looking or listening to hear a prominent Democrat talk about making fighting terrorism a priority or about the need to get Osama bin Laden. In fact, the people you don't tend to hear about that, to hear talking about that, are Republicans, because they've had 6 years to do it and they haven't. So it's really kind of this bizarre talking point that's taking hold, not just among right-wing commentators, but this is the LA Times, and we've seen in the last week or so several other theoretically impartial journalists say something similar, that Democrats want to talk about Iraq and about how poorly things are going in Iraq, but they don't want to talk about terrorism, or one of them last week said that Democrats have an al-Qaeda problem, and that problem is that, you know, that they don't have any credibility on the topic of terrorism. This is all, it seems to at least be an outgrowth of this notion that journalists still have that as a political matter, terrorism is a winner for Republicans and a loser for Democrats, that people trust Republicans more to handle terrorism than they do Democrats. And that's just not the case anymore. I think you and I have probably talked about this several times over the last couple of years, that this just isn't the case anymore. Polling doesn't show that. There was actually a Rasmussen poll out last week that showed when asked sort of an open-ended question of which presidential candidate people trust most to deal with terrorism, you would think, given the media coverage that Rudy Giuliani gets and given what we're constantly told about how people prefer Republicans on these issues and that Giuliani is America's mayor and the hero of 9/11, you would think that he would have come out on top. He didn't. Hillary Clinton did. Not only did Hillary Clinton come out on top, but more people named a Democrat than named a Republican. And yet this notion persists in reporters that this is somehow an advantageous issue for Republicans, and it manifests itself not only in them just flatly saying that in their political analysis, but also in these bizarre claims that Democrats aren't talking about terrorism, that they're afraid to. You can try real hard, try as long as you want to find a significant national Democrat who isn't talking about terrorism. You won't find one.
No. That's true. But once again, do these folks even care about the truth? No. They just make things up and stick it out there, and they hope it sticks. And even though they're proven wrong, they're never held accountable.
Yeah, you know, this very same LA Times article, the very same one that said Democrats, and this is a quote, "Democrats all want to talk about getting out of Iraq, but not so much about al-Qaeda or terrorism." The very same article, several paragraphs later, reports, again, a quote from the same article, same reporter, "Clinton talks about terrorism as a priority."
Yeah.
"Obama also talks about terrorism."
Right. I mean,
Edwards, by contrast, has staked out distinct positions on both Iraq and terrorism.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's extraordinary. It's as though the reporter who wrote this article, when writing the first few sentences, didn't read the next several paragraphs.
Had no idea what was going on.
Had no idea at the beginning of the article what he was going to write in the middle of the article.
All right, here's one I can't leave out, and CNN ought to be absolutely ashamed of this. I saw it yesterday and was taken back by it. Kenneth Pollack from the Brookings Institution, he was on CNN saying, he's come back from Iraq, and we are making progress, and on and on and on, and CNN... Heidi Collins and CNN pimped him as being a vocal critic of the war in Iraq, but they left out one thing. Didn't this guy write a book back in 2002 where he was basically a cheerleader for us going in there?
Well, in fact, the book was titled The Threatening Storm, The Case for Invading Iraq. This is a very common thing that we've seen over the last day or so since Pollack and O'Hanlon wrote this op-ed that suggested that we're winning in Iraq or that we can win in Iraq. The media is portraying them as longtime critics of this war, and thus suggesting that the fact that these two longtime critics now say we can win it suggests a turnaround. In fact, these guys have both long supported war in Iraq. It's a really pretty flabbergasting thing that we're seeing. And again, this is a topic that's a type of misinformation that we're continuing to see more of. We're going to have more items later today about that. And it's really kind of extraordinary how this is being spun, and that's really the only word you can have for it. But the other thing I want to say that's really important is that whenever somebody comes back from Iraq and talks about how great things are going over there, and we've seen this from people like Pollack and journalists and politicians, Joe Lieberman does this every few months. He comes back and he says, "Well, I talked to some troops and things are going great," and
right,
rah, rah, rah. The interviewer never asks them, "Did you go out on your own or were you being led around by a military representative? Did you get to actually interact with people who were not being watched by their commanders or not? And that's a pretty significant question. The last time, or maybe it was the time before, that Lieberman came back from one of these things and raved about how everybody had told him how great things were, there was an article in I think one of the local papers a few days later that actually quoted some of the troops that he had met with saying, basically, things are going bad, we'd like to come home. So when Wolfblitzer or whoever's conducting the interview talks to one of these people who have come back from Iraq, it's really important that they ask, which they never do, and people should call them and insist that they do this, ask them to describe the specific nature of that tour of Iraq, where they were just being led around by Pentagon press officers. That's not a particularly good way to get a real sense of what's going on the ground.
No, it's not. And they do.
Nobody ever brings up that question.
You're right. They're never asked. And this guy was all over CNN yesterday parroting all this information about Iraq and passing himself off as being an expert, and they were passing him off as being something that he wasn't.
He wasn't, and at one point, I think it was Blitzer was interviewing him, asked him about critics who have said that what he's saying about Iraq doesn't square with reality, and Pollack said, well, I've actually just come back from Iraq, unlike these people who are criticizing me. So they use the fact that they've been to Iraq as this validator, that somehow their opinion should be given more weight. That's why it's important that people ask them, okay, describe to me exactly the circumstances of this trip. Were you being led around by a Pentagon press official? And in fact, he was. But nobody asks him that, and so the viewers don't see that and don't recognize that his whole claim to expertise here, that he's just come back, is completely bogus. He's just talked from people that the Pentagon screened.
Right, exactly. He's been given people who have stage managed him, and he hasn't been out there and really seen what's going on. All right, I got one more for you because I don't want to leave this one out. CBS Evening News continues inadequate coverage of 2004 wiretapping showdown. What horse does CBS have in this race that they would not cover this?
This is just bizarre. Since the story first came out in mid-May that of this attempt in a hospital room by Gonzalez, not just to strong-arm James Ashcroft, who was the Attorney General at the time, John Ashcroft, into reauthorizing this wiretapping program, CBS has basically ignored it. They ignored it at the time, though it was pretty dramatic testimony by a former Deputy Attorney General. They completely ignored it, and in the last week or so, as new questions have been raised about whether or not Alberto Gonzalez is telling the truth about any of this, and in fact, the director of the FBI has testified in a way that suggests that Gonzalez lied under oath, which isn't the first indication we've had that Gonzalez might be lying. CBS, again, has virtually ignored this. They devoted less than 2 minutes of airtime to it, about 109 words they spent on this story. They basically didn't give viewers any useful information, any detail. But they did, immediately after ending that story, run more than 480 words about a cat. About a cat that senses when people are dying. Now, you know, that's an interesting story, and people like cats, and that's great. But five times as much coverage of this cat as of the question of whether or not the Attorney General of the United States has committed perjury, which is serious enough at this point that multiple senators are calling for an independent counsel. In the House, there's an impeachment resolution being drafted by Representative Jay Inslee and others calling for the impeachment of the Attorney General. But CBS is ignoring this in favor of cat news.
Now, and then they wonder why Katie Couric does what she does and why she gets the kind of numbers that she gets. And I was talking about this earlier this morning, about the fact that we're sitting in a similar situation now as we were 40 years ago, but when Nixon and LBJ were around and all of that was going on, you had various media outlets that were investigating, that were acting as rallying cries, that people could get information. The media now, with all of this that is going on, and now there's so much that it's impossible to keep track of it all, the media really just lays down and doesn't do its job. And I don't know if it's because they're lazy or if it's because they just lack the resources under corporate consolidation.
Well, they don't lack the resources. They have plenty of resources to tell us over and over again about John Edwards' haircuts and Hillary Clinton's cleavage and a cat that knows when people are dying. they just don't care to follow through on these things. You know, it's in all fairness, news organizations do cover. They do run the occasional story about something like Alberto Gonzalez lying under oath. But we're at a time when we're literally dealing with questions of whether or not we stay in a war and whether or not the Attorney General of the United States is breaking the law. And those are fairly serious things that deserve more than a one-off brief news report. In previous eras, questions that significant would get significant news coverage. And that's what's not happening now. CBS will mention this in a minute and 44 seconds, and then they'll move on. They don't come back to it. And that's really what's troubling. I always remember back to a much less serious set of questions in 1998 when the story of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky broke. The next day, the New York Times and the Washington Post combined to run articles encompassing more than 20,000 words that more than 20 different reporters had a hand in. They devoted significant resources to covering this story wall to wall for the next year. And that was about, at the end of the day, whether the president told the truth about a consensual adult relationship. If the news organizations can muster those kinds of resources for that question, they can for questions about war and peace and whether or not the Attorney General is breaking the law.
Yeah. I agree 100%. J-Mo, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the program, as always, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. There's Jameson Bossier, Managing Director of Media Matters.
Honey, were you able to get that set-in grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout!
Frustrated with set-in stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
That insane? Shout it out with Shout Advance, S.C. Johnson Family Company.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4255. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
With matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies on 63rd and Federal. That's 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9, which means they're open until 9 tonight. And they're the home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And also, when you're there, talk to my buds. Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Fred Lombrado, Adolph Juan, all the gang at Rockies, they'll take care of you. But don't forget, the Adams County Fair starts this Wednesday. That's tomorrow through Sunday. And Sunday is Rockies Autos Day at the carnival part of the fair. And all carnival rides are just a buck.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow. She looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Werewolves of London. It's from Michael Turner and Scott Henderson.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it.
The
I'm proud they're my friends. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We don't have the best Warren Zevon song of all time, though. We don't have Carmelita. I don't think. Do we? Do we have it? I'd be shocked if we had it, man.
It's not on the playlist, dude.
It's not on the playlist, dude.
It's not on the playlist, dude.
I know, we don't have Carmelita. What a drag, man. How can you have Warren Zevon and not have Carmelita? I bet you don't even know what that song is, do you, Gina?
No, I'm not familiar with the one you just mentioned.
Well, Barbara Streisand had a version of it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. No.
No, stop it. I don't believe anything you said, Jay.
Neil Diamond had a version of it.
Melinda was mine till the day that I...
Do you like Neil? Yeah, I know you like Neil Diamond.
No, I've never been a big Neil Diamond
fan.
Oh, come
on. No. Come on. Do we have that Neil Diamond song? We don't have any Neil Diamond?
Not Carmelita.
No, not Carmelita by Neil Diamond. That song by Neil Diamond. What was the name of that song, Gina?
Melinda was mine till the day that I...
I don't know.
About her kissing him. His name was Jim.
I don't even know if that's the lyrics. We don't have that song?
If I had any idea what song you're talking
all right,
about.
Just look up Neil Diamond.
I got Neil Diamond,
read me
but
the
there's
titles.
Like 50 songs.
Well, read me the titles, some of them.
Sweet Caroline, Love on the Rocks, Brother's Love, Brother Loves Something,
no,
Kentucky
forget that
Woman,
one.
A Mission
no.
of Love, You Are the Best, I'm Alive, I'm a Believer,
No.
Desiree,
Ew.
Solitary Man.
Yeah, that's it, Solitary Man. Punch that up, Solitary Man. This song is so bad, it's true. Remember this?
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her.
Holding Jim. Oh, no, it's Holding Jim.
Loving him.
Now at Red Rocks, Neil Diamond brings back heartbreak.
That's what I thought.
Tickets available now.
Me and Sue.
That I too. Oh, God. Remember this one? KTEL presents 80 hits that Neil Diamond never had. Have credit card ready.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, you got. Love you is out of sight, yeah.
See, if you're white and you use terms in the 60s like out of sight, okay, that meant you were like hip, like all the Negro entertainers.
Really?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Far out.
God, for somebody who doesn't like Neil Diamond, you sure do know the lyrics.
I know.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Because it was played on Top 40 over
That's
and over
right,
and over again.
Because you had to play it on the radio. Only when I got into the radio, they called it Solid Gold. And you had to play two of these an hour.
I miss the Solid Gold dancers.
Oh, God, not me. Solid gold. Okay, well, anyway. That's enough for Neil. So Neil's not on your hit list there, Gene?
Are you kidding? No. Why do you always want to attribute
all those lame artists to you?
Yes.
because you're the one who's always getting out there. Oh, I just love Elvis. I just love
Elvis.
Streisand.
I'm sorry, Elvis is not a lame artist. So let's not even go there.
In the ghetto. Yeah, he is.
He is not.
In the ghetto.
You are so off base on that.
I'm not off base on that at all. I mean, when he was hopping around on television in those tight leather pants with that ducktail, 90% of America was turning on, tuning in, and dropping out.
So?
All right. Well. Well, you know, you just happen to like songs that I think some of them are lame.
And the same for you.
Oh, like what?
That Joan Baez song you played zillion times one day.
Oh, Diamonds and Rust?
Which is an okay song.
That's about a relationship with Bob Dylan.
Again, who cares?
Well, okay, what's more socially significant? her relationship with Bob Dylan and what was going on at that time in their lives, or Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond? Or In the Ghetto?
Oh, how about Suspicious
Elvis?
Minds? You know, Elvis being jealous of Cilla. Do you want to
Elvis,
go down that?
Elvis being jealous of who?
Cilla. Priscilla. You know, because she was leaving him. So then he recorded Elvis. Suspicious Minds.
Oh, I believe Suspicious Minds was written by Eddie Rabbit. No, he wrote Kentucky Rain.
Was it written
Rain.
By Willie Nelson?
No, Willie Nelson would never write a pile of crap
Chris
like that.
Chris Christopherson? I don't know.
We're caught in a trap. We had to get out. You baby.
I want to hear? A little less conversation. Turk, play that. That's
a little
good
less
song.
Conversation by who?
Elvis.
Oh, heavy social commentary.
That's right. It's fun to hear. It makes you want to go to Vegas, which you love Vegas and I love Vegas.
No, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
The whole country is in social turmoil. The cities are burning. And this lame-ass white man is at the Hilton in Las Vegas flopping around on the stage pretending that none of it's going on.
Right on.
And that Ann Margaret is still 16 again.
I love it.
This was civil rights. Okay, forget it. It's bad. It's bad. It sucks and you know it.
It does not.
All right, we're going to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? But first, Gina will sing the traffic.
All right, southbound I-25, still a little bit heavy into downtown. Otherwise, we're in good shape. Just watch out for the construction hotspots we have. We also had a rollover. Forgot to mention that. Westbound I-76 between Rogan and Wiggins. anyway, not a good
who
situation. I know. I think my producer made this up.
Okay, read it again.
Westbound I-76 between Rogan and Wiggins. I know
between Rogan and Wiggins?
Those are two towns, yes, that's correct.
It does not sound real, but it is, okay? So just watch out for that one. And then we have construction going on.
Oh, Roger Wiggins.
Construction on US 6 today. Single lane restrictions there from Colorado 119 to 58. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy today with a high of 93 right now. Looks like some clouds moving in, 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Experience waterside living at South Shore and join us for the Parade of Homes, now through Labor Day. Exit E470 on East...
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey. What? Right. Soul.
Get it.
I wonder where Mitch Ryder is now. After the hour. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 95. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Here's Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob.
Listen, I wanted to continue the talking about Mr. Vicks this morning.
Sure, go ahead.
And my position on this is this, and I'm not saying that dog fighting is wrong. It is wrong. I've never participated in it. But in the grand scheme of things, there are far greater things out there that are far worse, like our president letting the guy off the hook because they're all in this together and we're likely
The only trouble with this is you can't talk about that every single day. You can't do that every single day.
Yes, and I understand that.
It does not equate to good radio. It does not equate to listeners. And people at times need to examine other things about society.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with examining other things about society. But let's give the man his day in court. I believe he's already been convicted in public opinion. But I will say this. He's been convicted in white public opinion. Because in the black community, there is a different mindset about what's going on, because we understand that there's two Americas, as Mr. Edwards would say. There is the judicial system for whites, and there is the judicial system for blacks.
Do you think people have this opinion towards him because he is African American, or do you think they have this opinion towards him because it is a widely distasteful thing to most of the mainstream public, and that it was splashed all over virtually every media outlet, and so therefore, would it really make any difference whether the person in question was white or black? I mean, if you found out a white athlete did this, wouldn't a white athlete draw as much scorn?
He probably would, but I'm saying that there are a number of individuals out there that is what's making it run. But yes, you're absolutely right. But my thing is this. They pay money to see football players brutalize and maim each other. They pay money to see boxers brutalize each other. And to me, there's no difference. This is just a different type, but it's all the same. It's okay if you brutalize people, but it's not okay if you brutalize animals.
Well, no, I don't think that. No, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. First of all, it's not okay if you brutalize animals. But the thing that separates brutalizing animals from grown men playing football or boxers stepping into a ring is choice. Animals do not have choice, nor do they have domain over what goes on. Human beings, men, have choices whether they want to play football. They have choices whether they want to box. And finally, the public has got a choice of whether it wishes to see it or not.
Well, I understand that, but the concepts are still all the same, whether the choices are there or not. Because some, they really don't have a choice. Because
wait a minute, what do you mean? Who doesn't have a choice? Okay, because, name anybody playing football today in the NFL. What do you mean they don't have a choice?
Well, they have a choice, but there are underlying economic factors that are really running this thing.
Well, you could say that about any profession. Most people, given the choice, would probably rather do something else, but they do what they do because they earn a living at it. But that's not the same thing as animals fighting. Animals have no guidance over what they do. What ends up happening is that the difference would be animals have no free will. Human beings do.
I understand that.
You can't make them the same.
I understand that totally. But to me, there are far greater things that are far worse.
You know what?
Animals
I'm so tired of that argument as being any kind of a justification for anything. That there are far things worse. You know what? There are terrible, terrible, terrible things going on the planet, and we talk about all kinds of things, but it doesn't make one any worse than the other. And to try to excuse what's going on here because there are terrible and other things going on is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous argument.
This is not an excuse.
Well, what are you bringing it up for? What are you bringing it up for if it's not an excuse? So what is it? What's your point?
Because that's what it is. It's just a point. It's just a point.
Well, the only point here is the point on top of my head. Thank you, Bob. Have a good day. It's 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Gina in traffic.
Jay, we're in decent shape on the drive around town on the highways. A little bit slow there in that usual stretch southbound I-25, 38 down to Spear, but really not a big deal. Just a lot of company just head across downtown, but the rest of the drive on I-25 looks good. No worries on 225 or I-70. The trip to and from Boulder, pretty good shape on the turnpike. The only problem we have is outside of the metro on the plains there on I-76, a rollover crash westbound between Rogan and Wiggins. Going to cause some delays, so keep that in mind if you're heading out of town on I-76. Weather forecasts, mostly sunny for the day. Another isolated storm or two popping up in the foothills, drifting over town, but it's going to be a hot one, highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Partly sunny, low 90s tomorrow, then a cooler day on Thursday. Right now, though, it's 78 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T, formerly Singular. It's all the great features.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales or this or that. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And by the way, Icon LASIK now has an office open in Loveland. To find out more about Icon LASIK, give them a call, 720-524-1001, or visit them on the internets at Icon Online at IconDenver.com. That's I like the letter, CONDenver.com.
Tonight at 9, 8 Central.
I can't put my finger on it, but something's not right.
Get ready to go where most shows won't dare.
There's something about him I just don't like.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a child molester.
He's a gay evangelical.
Wow.
GSN presents Without Prejudice, the controversial new show where a panel of everyday people must judge five strangers solely on first impressions.
She's a perky little blonde white girl.
What are you, high?
And decide who deserves to receive $25,000.
If it was up to me, none of them would be getting $25,000.
The contestants will share their life stories.
My mom was pregnant with me when she was 18.
I work as a phone sex operator.
I was born both guy and girl.
And the panel will show their true colors.
I don't like you.
I didn't like him at first, but I changed my mind.
Can they judge without prejudice? Could you?
He looks like white trash.
Maybe he's black trash.
Excuse me?
We definitely all have some chips on our shoulders.
Without Prejudice, tonight at 9, 8 Central. Get in the drama. Get in the game on GSN.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 95, and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Preston. And Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Where you been?
Where have I been? Oh, here and there, and just a lot of listening and just listening to other people on your show. It's been good. But I also wanted to let you know that I've been at the Earthworks Expo that AM 760 was a sponsor of.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go to that, but I was out of town.
Okay. Well, I wanted to let you know that I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I thought it really represented a great answer to that question we so often hear, what can we do? And there were people at that expo doing solar and doing organic T-shirts and doing workshops on green architecture. And the speakers were fantastic. They had this one gentleman named Richard Heinberg, who's one of the world's leading authorities on the peak oil issue. He just spoke to the European Parliament about it. What else? I mean, and music and food. And it kind of brought back that old American tradition of Chautauquas, where there are lectures and, you know, speakers and music and people exchanging ideas. And it was really fun to see. And if people happen to have missed the Earthworks Expo, there are things like this developing all over the country. And there's another one coming up in Fort Collins in September called the Rocky. You want to keep an eye out for it.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time. Did you go to both days?
Yes, I was there Saturday and Sunday.
And which of everything that was going on and the both days that you went, what do you think was your favorite?
It's tough to say, but one thing that will stick in my mind was the presentation by Frances Moore LePay. You may recognize that name. She 20 years ago, she wrote a book called Diet for a Small Planet, sold millions of copies, and more recently she's written books like Democracy's Edge, and her presentations are very much about not so much what's being done to us, but what we can do, you know, where our power is. That was the title of her lecture, and how sometimes we have these mental maps foisted upon us that kind of, I don't know, we sometimes lose sight of what we can do in the world. And she just kind of reminded us how we can break free of these mental traps and learn how to network and learn how to educate ourselves and the people around us. You know, so often we're talking about, you know, what Fox News is doing or whatever, but she travels all around the world with her daughter and her son, who are also activists, and they meet people doing this fantastic work all over the place. And in fact, even the right wing, people like Rupert Murdoch, I read an interview with him recently about he's going to start including green content in his media empire.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that too. Hey, I'm out of time. Preston, good to hear your voice, man. I got to run, but thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for this morning. Hope you had a good time. And Tom Hartman is next. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True. With insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have